Opening of our urgent care clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face coverings. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to us.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring and Bank of America. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on those projects around your house, around your apartment, around your condo that you would like to get done but don't know where to start, don't know how to choose the right color, don't know what repair parts you need, don't know if you can do it yourself or not. We are your home improvement coaches. We are your home improvement pals. We are your home improvement therapists. If you need the help getting those jobs done, don't get frustrated. Get in touch with us, and we will help you get through it. And coming up on today's show, when it comes to maintaining your home, painting is a project that is among the most basic of DIY jobs, and it's one which most homeowners are happy to tackle themselves, and why not? But it's also a project that we have found can go terribly wrong if you don't take just three simple steps before you start. We're going to share those steps just ahead in today's Smart Spending Tip.
And one appliance in your house that you've got, once you've got it, you never want to be without it again. I'm talking about your garbage disposer. But during the holidays, those disposers can get jammed more than any other time of the year. Now, if that happens to you, there's no need to pay a plumber double time and a half. We'll tell you about a super easy way to get it back in action just ahead.
And with the holiday seasons upon us, adding a festive touch to your windows is a great way to spread some of that holiday cheer. But you need to be careful because today's modern windows can become easily damaged if you try to attach decorations to them. We're going to share some non-destructive decorating secrets just ahead.
Plus, if you'd like some tools under the tree this holiday season, we have the Holiday Home Decor Giveaway going on right now at MoneyPit.com. It's presented by Arrow Fastener, and they have hooked us up with a dozen sets of tools worth over $125 each to give away to a lucky dozen Money Pit listeners.
Check it out at MoneyPit.com/sweepstakes. And hey, have you got a home improvement question you would like to get an answer for? Well, there are a number of ways to get in touch with us. You can post your question at moneypit.com. You can also post it to our Facebook page. Lots of folks do that every single week. They're always surprised when they get an answer from me like at 10 or 11 at night, because that's probably when I get to the Facebook page. And that's at facebook.com/themoneypit. Or you can simply call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. And if we're not in the studio, we'll call you back the next time we are. Lots of folks have called in for today's show, so let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Ted in Texas is on the line with a flooring question. How can we help you?
I've got a concrete floor that's stained.
Okay.
It has, in the kind of in the living area, we put down a few times, you know, wax. We waxed it. And it's pretty much worn off now, but it's a real dark red stain. It's pretty dark, and we're really tired of that. So
okay.
We were thinking of putting down you know, some flooring, and just wondered, like, do we need to strip the floor? Do we just strip on it first, or can we just, like, lay down on top of it? You know, what's a good thing?
You don't have to strip anything off that old concrete floor. With all the flooring products that are available today, you can lay it right on top of the concrete, and you've got a lot of choices, Ted. You can use a laminate floor. You can use an engineered vinyl plank. The EVP floor is absolutely gorgeous. You can use an engineered hardwood floor. If you'd like to have real wood, you can use an engineered hardwood, not solid hardwood, but engineered hardwood, because that is dimensionally stable and it's not going to swell if exposed to any moisture that comes off the concrete. Now, those floors would lock together, and they would go right up sort of the baseboard molding area, and then you would trim them with some quarter round or some shoe molding, and you'd be good to go. So that's a pretty straightforward project right there. Just pay attention, you know, to the saddles and whether it goes around doorways. If you're in a kitchen area, make sure you don't lock in like your dishwasher, which has to be slid out if it has to be replaced. Things like that. Just be aware of that, but you can go right on top of that. And it sounds like that old floor has really served you well, though. I don't think I've ever heard of somebody that has sealed and waxed a concrete, a dyed concrete floor like that for all those years. It must have been pretty interesting.
Yeah, and one other question, too. I've noticed in probably over the last couple of years there's been several cracks. You know, they're not wide cracks. I can stick my fingernail in it in some places.
Yeah, I think that's pretty typical, expansion and contraction of a floor like that. You don't have to worry about that. You can just, again, put the new flooring right on top of the old.
Okay, good deal. Okay, so any of those is good. They all have, you know,
good
they all have, some of them have glue down and some of them are not. You don't need a glue down.
None of the ones that I mentioned are glue down products. Those are all floating floors.
Yes.
I don't really think there's a need to use a glue down product.
Okay.
Typically, if you're using engineered hardwood on the slab, the only place you might glue down would be like maybe at an intersection. My sister just had some engineered hardwood put on a floor, and the installers glued some trim pieces like around where her fireplace kind of came into the room just because there was no other way to really attach it. But for the most part, you don't really need any adhesive. It's designed to float on top, and it's not going to move. It's rock solid when it's done.
It's not going to click when you walk on it.
No, not at all.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, good. Well, thanks for the callback. I really appreciate it, and I enjoy your show.
Well, you're welcome, Ted. Thanks so much for calling us at the Money Pit.
Yes, sir. You bet.
Mary from Arkansas is on the line, who's having some issues locating a water line for a filter. What's going on with this mystery?
I need a whole house water filter, but I live in a subdivision, and all of the lines are buried underground, and I don't know how to locate where it comes into my house, and I don't know what to do about it.
Even though they're underground, that's very typical. You're going to have to locate the main water valve, and that is going to be inside your house somewhere. Now, I don't know what kind of house you have. Is it on a slab? Is it on a crawl space? Is it on a basement?
It's on a slab, and it is brick house.
It's brick. Okay. So generally where that line comes into the house, there is going to be a valve. It's pretty much required that there's a valve. And that's the area where the whole house water filter would get attached. It basically is inserted after the valve, after the main water valve, and then they put another valve next to it, so it kind of isolates that section of pipe. But you need to identify where that's coming in. Now, all I could tell you is that typically water lines will feed from the street, so it's going to be on that side of the house, and I have found them in many, many different places in my career as a home inspector. I have found them behind wall panels. I have found them inside sink cabinets where it doesn't really even look like a main water valve, yet it's there. I found them in closets. I found them in attics. It's going to be there somewhere, and that's going to be the trick, trying to identify where that is. But I imagine this is not something you're going to install yourself, and certainly it will be part of what a plumber would do for you.
All right. Then I just need to get a good plumber and start looking.
That's right. That's right. Kind of a scavenger
okay.
hunt, Mary. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Coming up, when it comes to maintaining your home, painting is a project that is among the most basic of do-it-yourself projects out there, and one which most homeowners are happy to tackle themselves.
But it's also a project that can go terribly wrong if you don't take just three simple steps before you start. We're going to share those steps in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card, where you can earn 3% cash back on online shopping. That's all coming up next. Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
So many holiday projects need fasteners and glue. That's why we're thrilled to be working with Arrow Fastener for our holiday home decor giveaway. 12 lucky Money Pit listeners can win one of a dozen sets of tools worth over $125 each. Check it out at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
That's right. Arrow is the maker of the best-selling T50 stapler, and they've given us a Santa-sized bag full of great products. Now, every winner is going to get one of the CT300 professional high-temp glue guns, a T21X wire stapler, the P21 plier stapler, and an E21 cordless electric stapler, plus a supply of glue sticks and staples.
Yeah, and I love the GT300 glue gun. There are so many holiday projects you can do so quick and easy.
And the wire stapler is great for hanging holiday lights. We'll pick 12 lucky winners, so be sure to check it out and enter today at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
It's our holiday home decor giveaway presented by Arrow Fastener.
Enter now at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. The Money Pit is available by podcast, which has been ranked one of the top home and garden podcasts of all time on Apple Podcasts. So thanks so much for listening to us, everybody. Remember to join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure at moneypit.com/podcast.
That's moneypit.com/podcast.
All right, now we're heading to Delaware, where John's got a question about patching concrete. How can we help you today?
Down in my driveway, I have a garage, concrete around it.
Right.
And where it goes into the garage, whoever did the concrete work before that made the seam right where the door comes down instead of having
okay.
it out.
Okay, got it.
All right, and I have two spots that's around maybe 3 inches long and maybe 2 to 3 inches wide. I want to try to patch that. I listened to your show one time. You said that there was a certain concrete to use.
So, John, the product is called Recap, R-E-C-A-P. It is made by the Quikrete Company, and is designed, as you say, to adhere to old concrete, and that's the key. It's got to stick. You got to use the right type of patching material, and Recap is designed specifically for that. In fact, it adheres so well, it becomes stronger than the old concrete was. So you need to pick up a bag of that. It comes in all different sizes. Mix that up, clean out the old concrete. I think the instructions will tell you to wet it down before you apply the Recap, and it dries pretty quickly, and it's real hard, and that will solve your problem once and for all. John, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Ann in Georgia on the line calling in with an air conditioning question. How can we help you?
What happens is there is an excessive amount of dust in the house.
Okay.
I mean, it's huge. I just rake my finger across a table, and you can see long particles, you know, long hair type. I mean, it's not hair, but it's like long things. And it's really, really thick. And when the pollen was really bad down here, like in the spring when it was yellow pollen outside, it was in the house.
Let me ask you some basic questions, Ann. First of all, you know, you're talking about a fan. What kind of heating system do you have in this house to begin with?
It's a heating pump.
Okay, it's forced air. It's a forced air system, right?
Yeah, yes.
All right, so the best type of air filtration system would be an electronic air cleaner. The electronic air cleaner would be installed on the return side of the air handler, so it would clean the air as it goes back to the air handler. And a good quality electronic air cleaners can take out all that dust, all that pollen, right down to virus-sized particles. Most of us rely on the fiberglass filters, which are very inexpensive. They cost maybe a dollar a piece, but they don't do very much. You know, we call them pebble stoppers because everything else goes right through them. So if you really want to clean up your house and reduce the amount of dust, you simply need a better filtration system on your HVAC system. And so an electronic air cleaner would be that. You could take a look at models by Train or by April Air, and there are a number of others as well. But don't be confused by electrostatic versus electronic. You want an electronic air cleaner because these work. Some of them charge the particles so that they have sort of magnetic attraction to the filter material. Some of them combine electronic cleaning with filtration cleaning. But either of those two brands, either Train or April Air, make very good quality electronic air cleaners, and you'll see a huge difference. But it's the kind of thing that you have to have a HVAC technician professionally installed. It's not a do-it-yourself project.
Okay, that sounds great. Okay, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, when it comes to maintaining your home, painting or even staining wood surfaces is important to keep your siding and trim in good shape. But while painting is a task that's among the most basic of DIY projects, it's also one where simple mistakes can lead to big heartache.
Yep, and the key comes down to preparation. Weathered surfaces need to be cleaned and loose paint has to be removed before you even think about opening a can of paint. If not, the new paint simply won't stick and your efforts will be wasted.
Now, next, it's always smart to apply a coat of primer first. Now, primer is formulated differently than paint that's meant to be the finished coat. It's got better adhesion, so it's going to stick to those old surfaces and prevent new paint from peeling.
And third, for the best finished look, be sure to choose the right kind of paint brush. Natural bristle brushes are best for applying oil-based paints, but for latex, synthetic bristle brushes deliver the best results and help maintain the value of your home.
And today's smart spending tip is presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card. We're all shopping for essentials online these days, so get rewarded for it with Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card. You can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping.
Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now.
All right, next up we've got Jim in Oregon with a paneling question. Tell us what you're working on.
I've got a house that was built in the early 1950s. And I moved into it in the 70s, and it didn't have any insulation in the walls of the house. So I took the interior paneling off, which was quarter-inch plywood was all it was, and then I put insulation behind that, of course, rewired at the same time. And then when I put the quarter-inch paneling back, after I put the insulation in, then I put, of course, it's in the 70s, a big paneling error, so I just put paneling over the top of that. Now I want to kind of upgrade it a little bit, and I'm not too sure if my best route would be to clean the paneling really well and paint it, or clean the paneling really well and have somebody come in and spray it like you do sheetrock, or maybe I should put quarter-inch sheetrock over the top of it and tape it off and then spray it, or a possibility of putting on every stud, put a tube of two on the stud, and then put the insulation in that looks like styrofoam with the tinfoil on each side, and then panel over our sheetrock over the top of that. So I'm kind of looking at dollars and cents and which way to go.
Wow, you have a lot of choices. I mean, do we really want a cosmetic solution here?
Yes.
that's the case, there's no reason you can't paint this. I mean, painted paneling can look quite attractive if it's done well, right, Leslie? But I think priming is probably important.
Yeah, I mean, you're right about wanting to clean it. Then you're definitely needing to prime it with a very good quality primer because you want it to adhere very well to the paneling. And, you know, depending on if this is actual wood paneling or some sort of, you know, wood-like paneling, you just want it to stick well. And then I would go with whatever paint over it, you know. The issue here is whether or not you like the look of the vertical lines. If you like them, then you're going to love it painted because somehow white paneling looks fantastic, especially if you've got a decor and a home style that lends itself to that look. It can really work for you. I really wouldn't paint it any other color because then it's like, oh, that's painted paneling, where suddenly in a white it's like, oh, it's got like a country chic-ish charm to it. But, you know, it's really up to you whether that's a look that you like and will enjoy. If you can work with it, then I definitely say go for the paint.
So if I paint it white on it, my bighorn sheep hanging on the wall and the antelope and stuff would stand out really well then.
Yeah, I bet they would.
That's a whole nother conversation for another day.
Yeah, I can just understand. I used to own a sporting goods store, so I understand that.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us, Jim, at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Elsie in California on the line who's dealing with a shower that goes from hot to cold and all over. That doesn't sound very pleasurable, Elsie. What's going on?
Oh, it sure isn't. It's very shocking. I live in a ranch-style house. The water heater is in the garage at one end of the house, and the two bathrooms are at the other end of the house. And whenever someone flushes a toilet or turns on the tap or the sprinkling or drip system comes on, the water will go from hot to pure cold, and I'll have to readjust it.
And the reason that happens is because the pressures are imbalanced. In other words, you adjust the temperature in your shower, and that's based on the pressure of water that's coming from the hot and coming from the cold. And once that's locked in, the temperature stays where you want it. But when someone down the line, say, spills off some of the cold water because now they're flushing a toilet or washing their hands, then there's going to be less cold water going into that same mix, which means the water temperature is going to get higher or hotter. And so the solution is a new valve for the shower, and it's called a pressure-balanced valve. And what a pressure-balanced valve does is it maintains the mix in spite of the pressure differential. So what could happen in that scenario is if you adjusted it and then someone flushed the toilet, you may get less pressure overall, so the shower may be not quite as strong, but the temperature won't change, the mix won't change. The mix is locked in, it's set right there, regardless of how much pressure variation you have on the hot water and the cold water coming into it. So common problem, straightforward solution, it's called a pressure balance valve.
Okay, well thank you so much. I listen to your program every week. I have your book and I've learned so much from both of you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on 24-7, whether it's a home repair or a design or decor question. Whatever it is, we're here to lend a hand at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, when garbage disposers stop working, there's no need to call a plumber. We're going to share a super easy way to get it back in action next.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a path near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What plans do you have for minor fix-ups or decor projects before your family, those that are lucky enough to be inside your bubble, that is, are showing up for some holiday celebration? Well, if those are projects we can help you with, You can help yourself first by calling us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right, now we've got John in Missouri on the line with a garage question. Tell us what's going on.
This drainage has caused the one part of the garage slab to drop.
Okay.
And we knew it when we bought the house. It's gotten, a little worse every year. And I guess my big question is what are my options, as far as repairing it and what I've, kind of looked into. I haven't gotten anybody out to look at it and give me estimates yet. Is mud jacking and curing it as opposed to just, not doing anything and then when it's too bad, just, ripping out the concrete and re-pouring another slab. So I guess that's the question that I have.
The fact that you had all these contractors come out and look at the slab and look at the house and give you a whole wide range of solutions is typical. When you call somebody that's in the concrete repair business, they're going to come out and recommend a concrete repair. So you were very smart to call in the independent professional home inspector and therein got the correct advice, which simply fix the drainage and everything else will take care of itself.
That's $500 I ever spent in my life.
Exactly. So now that you've fixed the drainage, you've got this slab that's settled down and you're wondering, what do I do with it? I would not recommend with a garage slab doing anything as expensive as mud jacking or anything of that nature. The cost of that procedure is not worth just trying to save the slab. That slab will break up very, very easily, surprisingly easily, with a jackhammer or even a sledgehammer, frankly. And you would tear that out, re-level the floor, compress it, pack it properly, and pour a new slab. So that's the most cost-effective and permanent long-term solution. Everything else would, I think, would be a waste of money and very speculative.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Like I said, I haven't had anybody come out and really look at it yet. It's kind of one of those ankle biter kind of things that,
Well, here's what's going to happen, John. If you have somebody that's in the mud jacking business come out there, they're going to say, hey, you need mud jacking, okay? If you have a mason come out there and he tells you to tear it out and put a new one in, I'd agree with that. I think that's the best thing to do. John, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, an easy way to cut down on food waste at home is to install a garbage disposer. Now, you can send leftover fruit and potato peels, veggie stubs, and all kinds of other waste right down that drain. And for most of us that have one, it really is one of those appliances that once you've got it, you don't ever want to be without it again.
Well, that's right. But with all the cooking that goes on over the holiday season, it turns out that this is also the season for disposers to get clogged and stuck.
Yeah, the good news, though, is that there's no reason to pay a plumber those holiday rates to fix it.
Yeah, it really is a pretty easy process. What you first want to do is turn off the power to the disposer. And then somewhere when that disposer was first installed, the plumber would have left, or you would have gotten the same box, a very big, like, Allen wrench that fits in the very bottom surface of the disposer. The hardest part of this is sort of cleaning out your sink cabinet and getting your head and your flashlight in there to see what this is. But in the very bottom of the disposer, there is a place to insert this big Allen wrench. And if you can't find the one that came with it, you can get one anywhere. It's just particularly large. And when you stick this Allen wrench inside the disposer, it will move the disposer basket forward and backwards. And usually what happens is if you go backwards a little bit and forward a little bit, it'll sort of knock loose whatever is jamming that thing up. And once it's flowing again, once it's spinning again, I should say, there's one more thing that you have to do. Also on the bottom of that disposer motor, you're going to find a little reset switch that you have to push back in. Once you do those two things, you can go turn the power back on and activate the disposer, and you should find it flowing once again. It's a very, very common thing, especially because those reset buttons are very, very sensitive. In fact, I probably should mention that you might want to try the reset first just to see if it just tripped a breaker. But if it doesn't work, then you're going to have to find the Allen wrench and rotate that thing back and forth until you free it up. Happens a lot based on the kind of materials that you put in there. So you really want to be careful, right, Les?
Yeah, you really do have to think about what you're putting down there, because some stuff like tougher foods, like think bones, shrimp shells, hard rinds, like a pumpkin or a watermelon, all of those things that are going to kind of jam it up so and really cause it to overwork and potentially stop that breaker again. So don't put everything down there. Think before you do. And if you want to keep it smelling fresh, you can run some citrus peel through that disposer, and it's going to just be lovely. Stick around, because we've got a lot more great home improvement advice to share with you when we come back.
You live in a money pit.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs. A pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
So many holiday projects need fasteners and glue. That's why we're thrilled to be working with Arrow Fastener for our holiday home decor giveaway. 12 lucky Money Pit listeners can win one of a dozen sets of tools worth over $125 each. Check it out at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
That's right. Arrow is the maker of the best-selling T50 stapler, and they've given us a Santa-sized bag full of great products. Now, every winner is going to get one of the CT300 Professional High-Temp Glue Guns, a T21 X-Wire stapler, the P21 Plier stapler, and an E21 cordless electric stapler, plus a supply of glue sticks and staples.
Yeah, and I love the GT300 glue gun. There are so many holiday projects you can do so quick and easy.
And the wire stapler is great for hanging holiday lights. We'll pick 12 lucky winners, so be sure to check it out and enter today at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
It's our holiday home decor giveaway presented by Arrow Fastener.
Enter now at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. Your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for taking this part of your day with us. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, if you enjoy this radio show, well, we think you might enjoy our podcast, too. You're going to find it at moneypit.com/podcast. And you can join us for new episodes every Monday and every Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
You can do just that by going to moneypit.com/podcast.
Thomas in Tennessee is on the line with a wallpaper question. How can we help you today?
I have two layers of wallpaper in a small half bath that I'm trying to take off, and I was wondering what your guys' best solution is. One is a lighter wallpaper like you would find in the rest of a house, but the other one is a very thick waterproof type that is mostly used in bathrooms.
Yeah, well, removal is pretty much the same regardless of that type. You know, essentially what you have to do is you got to run a tool across the paper called a paper tiger, and it's a tool that puts small, prickly-sized holes in the paper. And then once you have those holes in there, you can apply a water, a wallpaper paste remover to it, which will soak into the paper, get behind it, and start to loosen it up. Now, it's a lot of work, but, you know, considering it's just the bathroom, perhaps it won't be that difficult for you. If you really, really, really have a hard time getting that paper off, you could always rent a wallpaper steamer, and that will make the job a little bit easier.
Oh, okay. Well, do you have any home remedies for this
where you don't have to buy a whole lot of tools? Because I'm kind of on a budget.
Well, the Paper Tiger is not very expensive. It's a little hand tool. It's probably $7 or $8, something like that. So that plus a few dollars for the wallpaper paste remover, is that all, that's really all you're going to need.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right, Thomas. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, it's fun to decorate your windows for the holidays. I mean, what's a holiday card without a decorated window or two popping up in the background? The problem is, though, that modern, more energy-efficient windows are a lot easier to damage because, well, they've just got a lot more moving parts than the old-fashioned wood windows you may have grown up with.
Yeah. Now, there are a few obvious things that you should never do to your windows, such as drilling into them or puncturing the frames or the sashes. You also want to steer clear of gluing, stapling, or even taping lights to the window frame.
And you want to be careful with real pine branches or cones or the pine cones because that fresh pine sap can leave some nasty stains after the holiday season is over. And while this might not invalidate your window warranty, it certainly is an inconvenient mess to deal with. Realistically, artificial pine is usually available at craft stores all around the holidays and frankly, it's kind of hard to tell the difference these days because it just got so darn good at making that stuff.
Yeah, and also it's on your windows. Like, who's looking at it?
Right.
Like, seriously. You can go with the artificial. It's going to be just as fine. Now, another thing, guys, while it's tempting, don't spray that fake snow from aerosol cans on the window because that snow residue, it can be hard to remove after the holidays, and then that can hamper the operation of your window if it gets into the sash or the operating parts or the hardware. So it's just not a good idea.
So if you want to know how you can add some holiday cheers to the windows, suction cups are great for hanging glass ornaments and icicles and small wreaths, especially in homes with younger kids. Also, those peel-and-stick temporary decorations, they look awesome. I mean, they have some decorations today that pretty much take the entire shape of the window, and when you turn the lights up from the inside, you see, like, Santa Claus peeking out and stuff like that. It looks pretty cool. And if anything does have to be attached, make sure you attach it to the trim around the windows and simply not to the windows itself so you don't damage any of the mechanisms that are running those window panes up and down.
Marion, Illinois is on the line with a basement moisture situation. What's going on over there?
My neighbor's house sits a little higher than mine does, and they've also re-landscaped since they moved in about 3 or 4 years ago. They have an oversized downspout that's pointed directly towards my house, and when it rains, the water pools from their downspout up against my house. And then also after it rains, you know, for days later, the downstairs basement brick wall can be moist. About a year ago, I had a landscaping company come in because I thought I could address this on my own. And they put a French drain in and trenched it out, you know, through my backyard. And it still doesn't seem to be addressing the issue.
Well, have you spoken with your neighbors about potentially extending those downspouts in a different direction? I mean, typically you can just run them out farther so they don't end up on your property.
I haven't spoken with them yet. I had another issue shortly after they moved in where they were, again, they're higher in ground than I, and they had their sump pump lines pumping out, and it ran downhill flooding my backyard. So when I tried to address that with them, although I did eventually get changed, it wasn't an easy nor very negotiable process. So I was trying to not get into another situation where...
Yeah, you're trying to be as nice as you can, but and they're not being very cooperative. That's not very neighborly of them, is it?
No.
Well, I mean, there's always legal recourse, but what you might want to do is speak with them and say, look, I'm having this issue with water in my basement. You can blame us. Say, hey, I called my friends at the Money Pit Radio Show who diagnosed this problem every single minute of the day sometimes, and we get so many questions about this. And, you know, just explain to them that water that collects around foundations ends up as basement leaks, and you're trying to avoid costly repairs. And if they would simply extend their downspouts or allow you to extend the downspout so it doesn't drain water right at the foundation corner, that would be very helpful. Now, I do think that your landscaper was on the track, on the right track. You said that he put in a French drain. I'm going to guess what you're talking about is a curtain drain because curtain drains that are properly installed, and it may very well be that this was not properly installed, but a curtain drain that's properly installed can intercept that water as it runs down and run it away from your house. And if I was putting a curtain drain in, I would trench it down about a foot below the surface. I would put in 2 or 3 inches of gray gravel, on top of which I would put a perforated PVC pipe, not the flexible black drain pipe that so many landscapers use, but a regular PVC pipe with holes in it. It's a perforated pipe. That pipe has to have a pitch to it, so it has to drop, maybe an eighth of an inch per foot or so, just so it has some pitch. And the holes are on top. What happens, it fills up, the water flows into the holes, and then it runs down the pipe, around the house, and out. So on top of the stone, you put the pipe, you put more stone to cover it completely. Then you put filter cloth, which is like a black, sort of burlappy kind of landscape cloth. Then you could put dirt and sod on top of that. But if it's done correctly, it will successfully intercept the water, the runoff, and run it around the house and away from that foundation. You got to start with the simple stuff here, Mary, which is talking to your neighbors and seeing if they'll extend those downspouts so that they don't dump into your house and flood your basement.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You can call in your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Heck, I'll even answer a question about holiday cooking because I love to cook really good festive meals during the holiday season for our family and friends. And since we're all in the bubble, you might want to cook some things up too. Coming up, fall is the season when stink bugs start really showing up at your home. However, there's one thing you should never do to get rid of them. We're going to share that tip next.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Money Pit is presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping for all the essentials in your life. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. If you've got questions for us, there are several ways to get in touch. You can post your question at moneypit.com or at facebook.com/themoneypit or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. If we're not in the studio, we will call you back the next time we are.
Phil posted a question online that said, my house is infested with awful smelling stink bugs. How can I get rid of them without using chemicals that could harm my dog? All right, guys. Well, fall, you're probably seeing them. They look like weird prehistoric little flat monsters. They're stink bugs because this really is stink bug season, and there are plenty of stink bug solutions out there. But first of all, here is what you should not be doing. Do not squish them. If you have squished or flattened one of those stink bugs, you have probably learned that they smell, and once you squish them, they smell a lot worse.
That's
so
right.
Instead, guys, I mean, it's really gross, right? I mean, I think they smell sort of like fresh cut grass, which I don't particularly like the smell of, so I can understand why people think it's stinky, but it's a weird smell. So we've got some chemical-free tricks of the trade here that we'd recommend. Take an old stocking. Go ahead, insert it in the end of your vacuum hose, and then use a rubber band to attach it. Then fold it over the outside of the hose and attach it to the vacuum. And then vacuum the bugs up. Now, they're going to get stuck in that stocking, but they're not going to go into your vacuum bag and then stink up the appliance. Then you can go ahead and just simply pull out that stocking and throw it and the bugs away or relocate them to the yard, you know, wherever you feel comfortable with. But this way, you're not squishing them and they're not stinking up everything.
And if you're thinking, I don't have a stocking around my house, Tom and Leslie, well, you can use maybe some cheesecloth or anything else that's like that kind of material.
Yeah.
You know, some cloth screen material.
It's got to let the air go through.
Exactly. You know. Now, if you want to get rid of them without using pesticides, there are some green solutions. One thing you can do is to make a garlic spray by mixing water with garlic powder. You can put it in spray bottles and douse plant leaves and windowsills and other areas of your house where the bugs seem to collect. The stink bugs very much dislike the garlic's odor, which means they're definitely not Italian, and they generally stay away when it's nearby. I personally love garlic. It reminds me of home. Being of the Italian descent, and you probably do as well, Leslie.
I mean, I really do enjoy it.
But you can also mix some mint oil or ground mint with water and apply it in the same manner. Mint, like garlic, by the way, is a stink bug repellent. So good luck with that project.
All right, next up, I've got a post here from Tess, who writes, we've struggled with a wet basement, and I've heard you talk about the importance of increasing the slope of soil around the foundation of your house to keep the water away. Now, you mentioned that we should be using filtered ground soil and not regular topsoil, but I can't find it.
And I am not surprised. Tess, I think you may have misheard me. The type of soil needed is clean fill dirt, not filtered dirt. It's clean fill dirt. Any landscape supply outfit is going to understand what clean fill is. It's basically a great tool for keeping water out of your basement because you add to the foundation perimeter, you pack it down well, it's free of debris, it's clean, and you can get that grade sort of sloping about 6 inches over the first 4 feet, and that will help move a lot of that moisture away. And on top of that, you could put some topsoil and grass seed or any other kind of covering that's more organic. But you don't want to build it up with the topsoil because it holds water. We want that water to run over it.
And you know what, Tess? As important as the grading is, here's something that you should definitely make sure is happening. Make sure that your gutters are clean. They can't be overflowing with leaves or whatever's fallen from the trees over there. And the downspouts, too. Check them out. Make sure they're connected. Make sure they're not clogged because that water has got to get off the roof and get away from the house. That's really the big key here.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. That's about all the time we have. But, heck, if you've got some questions that we did not get to, we invite you to reach out to us 24/7 by posting your questions at moneypit.com or on our Facebook page at facebook.com/themoneypit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call in.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says distribution of a coronavirus vaccine could begin next week.
With coronavirus cases surging across the country, the president says good news is coming soon.
We are rounding the curve. The vaccines are being delivered literally. It'll start next week and the week after.
Once pharmaceutical companies receive approval for their COVID-19 vaccines, distribution will begin.
And it'll hit the frontline workers and seniors and doctors, nurses, a lot of people going to start, and we're going very quickly.
However, social distancing and other health precautions will be in place for months to come. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Black Friday online sales hitting a new record as consumers were very busy over the last 24 hours. Experts say they spent $9 billion on retail websites. That's a 22% hike over the previous record of $7.4 billion. Just 1 year ago. Also at townhall.com, a federal appeals court in Philadelphia rejecting the president's latest effort to challenge the election results in a case that could reach eventually the Supreme Court.
The Third U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals echoed a string of other courts in finding the Trump campaign offered no evidence of any election fraud. In its words, quote, the campaign's claims have no merit. The ruling says the Trump legal team failed to provide either specific allegations or proof. The president's case had been argued last week in a lower court by Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani. He insisted during 5 hours of oral arguments that the 2020 presidential election had been marred by widespread fraud in Pennsylvania. Bob Agner reported.
Strange Saturday in college football because of the pandemic. Of the 58 major games scheduled for today, 16 of those were either canceled or postponed. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
The Bureau of Land Management, aiming to limit wildfires and promote sagebrush ecosystem restoration. More on that story from correspondent Jennifer King.
The analysis released Friday does not authorize any specific projects, and it's still subject to a 30-day public protest period. But officials say it can be used to save time and money and help local land managers comply with the National Environmental Policy Act. It affects a 350,000-square-mile area of the Great Basin and includes parts of Washington, Oregon, California, Nevada, Utah, and Idaho. Wildfires continue to impact the high desert ecosystems that support some 350 species of wildlife. Projects to restore sagebrush rangeland and reduce fuels can reduce the severity of wildfires. Deputy Director Perry Pendley said restoring sagebrush communities improves the sustainability of working rangelands and can reduce the expansion of invasive annual grasses. I'm Jennifer King.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Best Buy reporting fiscal third quarter results that soared well beyond analyst expectations.
The nation's largest consumer electronics retailer saw surging demand for items like home theater and appliances that help people learn, cook, work, and connect in their homes. The Richfield, Minnesota-based retailer said third quarter profits rose 33%, while sales were up 21%. Sales at stores opened at least a year rose 23%.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. Best Buy joining big box stores like Walmart, Target, Home Depot, and Lowe's, which all reported strong quarterly results. Big box retailers were allowed to stay open during the lockdown last spring. Many have seen their dominance increase as consumers throughout most of the United States focus on necessities and home-related activities. More on these stories at townhall.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects that you'd like to get done around your Money Pit. If you'd like to pick up a decor project, pick up a repair project, plan a project for the year ahead, we would love to help you do just that. You can help yourself by reaching out to us. Several ways to get in touch. You can call us at 888-MONEY-PIT and we'll call you back the next time we're in the studio. You can also post your questions to MoneyPit.com. Coming up on today's show, are you prepared to deck your halls this holiday season and maybe even your windows and your doors and your trees? Well, if you do that, you want to make sure your holiday lights are working before you spend hours stringing and hanging them up, because it never fails that they work last year, you take them out to hang them this year, and they don't work. So whatever happens in that 12-month period where they're sitting in your basement or your garage or your attic is a complete mystery, but I'm smart enough to know now that I've got to test them before I string them on a tree or around a window, because you certainly don't want to have to do it twice. So we're going to give you some tips on how you can do just that.
And home projects have never been more popular than they have over the last few months of this pandemic, but DIY doesn't mean you need a shop full of tools to tackle them. We're going to share fun, smaller projects that you can get done with staplers, glue guns, and simple materials that you've got around the home.
And before you set out to travel this holiday season, it's important to make sure your home is safe and secure, especially your garage. We're going to share why the garage door can be a very vulnerable point of entry for burglars and what steps you can take to secure it.
But before all of that, we'd like to know what you are working on and how we can help. Whether you're dealing with a repair or dreaming about a renovation, consider us your coach, your helper, or your home improvement therapist for all things remodeling, decor, and fix-up.
So let's get to it. 888-666-3974. Leslie, who's first?
We're going to Mike in Michigan, who's got some concerns about working in the cooler temps. Welcome, Mike.
I heard a rumor that there's sealant that can be applied in much colder temperatures, but upon my research, I haven't found any company that sells it or has any knowledge of it.
You're talking about caulk?
Yeah, the sealed joints and cracks.
Well, generally the solvent-based caulks can be used in a lot lower temperatures than the latex-based caulks. Are you using silicone caulks?
We're actually using polyurethane.
You might want to look at the silicone products. Now, this is nothing special. It's not a new type of product, but I know that some painters use these down to 0 degrees. Now, the trick is keeping it warm enough to apply it so it flows well. But if you can keep the caulking tube warm and then go outside and use it, the application should be okay down to almost 0 degrees, as I recall.
Okay, in the freeze-thaw cycle, I know as water turns to ice, it expands. That will not expand the sealant being wet?
No. Well, because it's solvent-based. You don't have the same expansion issues.
Okay. And how well does that level out? Do you have to more or less putty it in and smooth it out yourself?
It is more difficult to level out because of the cold temperature. As you know, if you've ever used this kind of thing on a warm day, it flows really nicely. But because it's chilly, it definitely doesn't flow as well. But if you're skilled with the caulk gun, you should be fine with it. You know, and cleanup's a little bit more difficult as well. But again, it comes down to your skill, and I'm sure if you're doing it all these years that you'd be able to overcome that issue.
Yes. We're just looking... When we heard about it, we figured, well, if we can get another month or two out of the season of doing sealant, we can make more money each year by doing so.
You know, there's also a product out there called a caulk warmer, and it looks like a sort of like a insulated lunchbox, but it's more like an envelope style, and you can hold 2 to 5 tubes depending on which size you get, and that can help you, you know, keep the caulk at a flowable temperature while you're getting ready to work.
Oh, okay. I appreciate all your help and assistance. You folks have a great day.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Carol in Rhode Island is on the line and needs some help with the exterior of her home. How can we help you?
I have a 115-year-old Queen Anne Victorian. 12 years ago, I replaced all the columns on the porch, and they're rotting out again. And they're finger-jointed columns, and I was told they were installed incorrectly. So I'd like to know the correct way to install them.
Why were you told that they were installed incorrectly?
I was told that because the top was not sealed with some kind of flashing, that there was snow and rain getting in the top of the column, and it was rotting the column from the inside out.
Well, that may or may not be the case. I mean, certainly you need to pay attention to water control when you do a project like that. It's hard for me to imagine. Usually columns sit underneath an overhang, but if there was some aspect of it that was exposed, then maybe that could be the case. Another area to make sure you keep it off the ground is at the bottom of the column. We usually advise columns to put on something called a post dog, which is like a plate that keeps it up a half inch or an inch off of the floor or the slab, depending on how this is built, so that you have some room for the column to dry out and not collect water. But generally, anytime you have water that collects in an area, you are going to have rot. Now, replacing these columns is not a do-it-yourself project, so you need to proceed very carefully with this because those columns hold a lot of weight, and that weight has to be transferred while the repair is being made.
So let me ask you this. I'm thinking now of replacing them with the new fiberglass or composite columns, whatever they're made out of. And I was told by a friend of mine that I should still have some kind of a steel pole inserted in the middle to hold the weight of the porch?
Yeah, it depends on the column. There are those types of composite columns where there's essentially a metal column, like a lolly column, that does all the work, the structural work, and then the decorative column kind of snaps around that.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Because the composite itself may not be load-bearing. In fact, it would be unlikely for it to handle almost any weight whatsoever.
Thank you for the information and for confirming what my friend told me. He's not a carpenter, so I was questioning him.
You tell him he's very smart. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call and let us know whatever home repair or home improvement design project, whatever you've got going on at your Money Pit. We're here to lend a hand 24/7. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Just ahead, are you preparing to deck your halls this holiday season? Well, we're going to have some easy tips for testing and fixing holiday light strings before you hang them when the Money Pit returns.
We live in a Money Pit.
Driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs. A pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing, just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Do you have a passion for home improvement and want ideas and inspiration delivered to your inbox? Then subscribe to the Money Pit's long-running e-newsletter. It's free at moneypit.com. You'll get tips for home decor, remodeling, and repair projects delivered every Friday morning, just in time for weekend projects. Plus, you'll be the first to hear about new tool giveaways, sweepstakes, and more. Join over 70,000 happy subscribers and sign up today at moneypit.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, we all know that taking care of a home can be a combination of love, pride, and heart-stopping fear. But if you join us on the Money Pit podcast, we promise to help you plan, save you money, and spare you from snafus.
Join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday at moneypit.com/podcast.
Now we've got Eddie in Delaware on the line who's dealing with a moisture situation going on. Tell us about it.
I'm having a moisture problem with two out of the three bathrooms. It's a three-bathroom home. Each bathroom has a inline exhaust fan. And this occurred last winter season, and we've got a really severe winter. And we're getting a lot of condensation. I have dampers in two of the bathrooms at the ceiling. And last winter season, I installed additional damper after the exhaust fan, after the inline fan in the ceiling, and I was still getting a lot of moisture. actually at the ceiling where the sheetrock was actually falling apart. That's how much moisture we got.
Okay, first of all, right above this space, is there an attic? What's above it?
Yes, it's an attic, yes.
All right, and how much insulation do you have in that attic?
The home is only 8 years old.
So first of all, bathrooms are sources of warm, moist air. If the temperature of the drywall is chilly, it's going to condense and cause condensation. So you want to make sure that the attic above it, that you've got at least 15 to 20 inches of insulation in there. That's really important.
Oh, there is. There definitely is. And what I also did was when I started having this problem, I replaced the flexible ductwork, which was originally R6, to the maximum of R8. And I'm still getting the problem. And these two bathrooms that I'm having the problem, they're not used for showers or bathing of any sort.
The second thing I want to suggest to you is you mentioned that you have exhaust fans in two of the three.
No, all three have their own individual inline exhaust fans, yes.
Okay, so inline, in other words, it's ducted out somewhere? They're all connected together and ducted out at once?
No, they're not connected. They're not connected together. They're all different.
They all vent on their own out the building?
Yes.
And you can confirm that the vents are working, so if you turn the fan on, if you go outside, you'll see the flapper?
Yes.
So hooking them up to a humidistat/timer might not be a bad idea, because this way when the humidity gets high in the room, it'll automatically come on. Leviton makes such a switch designed specifically for bath fans, and I think that might be the next step. I think we need to move more air through these rooms. The second thing is, what's underneath these bathrooms? Are these on the second floor or first floor? Are they over a slab?
It's a ranch home.
And what's underneath?
Crawl space.
Crawl space? Okay. Does the crawl space have a high humidity problem?
No.
I would recommend that you replace the existing fan switch with a humidistatically controlled fan switch.
Yeah, okay. I'll try.
Eddie, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling at 888 Money Pit.
Well, Thanksgiving has come and gone, which means millions of Americans are now planning their own personal light displays, big and small. But if instead of blinking lights, you discover light repairs are needed, we've got five fast and easy ways you can get the mood back bright and shining once again.
Yeah, first of all, you've got to inspect those strings of lights before you hang them. That's the best time to really do it, before you've already done all the work. Now, all of your lights should bear the UL label, that's the Underwriter Laboratories seal of approval, and they should be free of cracked lights or sockets, worn or frayed wires, and any loose or damaged plugs. You got to check them out.
Now, even if they look good, you want to test each string to be absolutely sure, because extreme temperatures or movement could have damaged the lights in the year since you used them last.
Now, if the lights string isn't working, go ahead, unplug it, and check each bulb to see if it's loose. Now, you want to do this by gently pressing each bulb back into the socket. Even though most of the lights are designed to work if one bulb goes out, they won't work if a bulb is unplugged. I know it seems strange, but unplug, very different from being out. Now, once you've tightened the loose bulbs, plug that string back in and see what happens.
And if it's still not working, make sure you unplug it again and check the fuse, which is usually built into the plug, and it's hard as heck to get out, I gotta say. But you gotta remove it carefully and then check to see if it isn't burned out. And if it is, you wanna replace it. Now, most light strings are sold with a couple extra fuses taped to the string somewhere in a very small plastic bag that you probably lost long ago, but you could pick some up at a hardware store. And if all else fails, it is time to update your lighting collection. Go with LED strings. They're much more efficient and they are super bright.
All right, now we're going to Texas, where Lori had some sort of flooring incident. Now the cabinets are all damaged. What the heck happened at your house?
Well, we had we bought an old house built in 1939. When we took the carpet up, we had some beautiful hardwood floors, so we had them refinished. But as they were refinishing them and replacing some of the bad spots, they banged up our cabinets, and we've had to try to touch them up with the paint that we had our cabinets painted with, and it's not working. It looks, the sheen is different. It's streaky. I just don't know how to make them look uniform without repainting the whole kitchen.
So the cabinets were scratched, and you're trying to repaint them with household paint, and the problem is that they were probably sprayed perhaps with a lacquer or other type of finish, and you're just not able to match the exact sheen.
And we actually have the exact paint that they used. Mm-hmm. And my husband, you know, touched them up, and it just isn't working. So we didn't know if there was a, you know, if we needed to sand them again.
Why is it not working?
Well, the sheen, it's shinier. It it's streaked. So I don't know if it was the brush or what. The paint's probably a year and a half old.
That's the thing. When you've got paint sitting around for a while, you can't just pick it up and use like a stir stick and then go for it. You really should bring it back to the paint center and have them throw it in the tumbler.
Yeah, and also as you go ahead and refinish these damaged areas, you want to kind of fill it in from the inside out. Like, don't try to paint over the whole thing. Be very strategic and use a small brush and just get it into the scratched areas. And don't try to overpaint the areas that are not scratched.
All right. We'll try that.
It's kind of like the same procedure as touching up a car as a way, you know, in the same way. You sort of fill in the scratch rather than overpaint the whole thing. Because if you do, it's going to lay over the factory finish and look more like a patch than you want it to.
Right. And I think that is kind of what's happening. So, okay. We'll try those things and see if that helps.
Okay, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Roger in Alaska's on the line with an insulation question. What can we do for you?
My wife and I were living the dream up here in Alaska. We bought an old bed and breakfast on the hillside, and we did a great energy audit on the main house. The problem is the master bedroom is like an add-on over the garage, and it wasn't, we couldn't access the attic when we insulated the attic of the main part of the house.
Okay.
And so now the master bedroom is the coldest room in the house.
Yeah, I bet.
And one thing I'm thinking about doing is it's got a high ceiling, and I'd like to foam board the ceiling and then put like a, instead of that sheetrock cover, the sheetrock with foam board, and then like do a wood covering. And I'm wondering, do I need to be concerned about the vapor barrier? And two is, should I cut a hole in that ceiling and stick my head in there and see what it's got in there before, you know, as long as I'm going to cover it anyway.
So this high ceiling, is it a high flat ceiling or is it a cathedral ceiling?
Cathedral.
So it's probably attached to the bottom of the rafters then, correct?
I think it is.
So that means you really don't have very much insulation at all. So that's always going to be a challenge for you. So are you thinking of lowering ceilings so that you have an area that you could insulate?
No, not lowering it so much, just adding the foam board to the surface, like the pink board or the blue board or something. And then if I'm going to do that and I'm going to disrupt the sheetrock anyway, I'm considering cutting open like the peak, and if I can blow foam insulation in there, not foam insulation, you know, cellulose or something. If I can re-insulate that space or add insulation to it.
You certainly could take a look in there, but I suspect you're not going to find any space for that. Putting the foam insulation on the bottom of the drywall is not a bad idea. I mean, you could basically create a layer that way. I don't think you need any additional vapor barrier, though. Yeah, I mean, you could probably attach it to the bottom of the drywall right now, because the foam is a pretty good vapor barrier, frankly, by itself.
Mm-hmm. And then the only other thing I'd consider doing is that bedroom is the furthest from the furnace. Can you put a booster fan on your duct or something like that?
You can, but what you might want to do is just put a small electric resistance heater in there as a supplement, so on those coldest nights, you can just add a bit of heat to that room.
Yeah, the problem is it's even in the middle of the day. That room has a southern-facing windows, and it's upstairs, heat rises, in the middle of the day. That room, I'm just concerned. I guess I really need somebody to take a good look at it with, like, the infrared guns or something to see where we're losing heat at.
I think that's probably a good idea. I'm also thinking that your floor may be not insulated well enough, because being above the garage, you're getting some temperature transference through there as well.
I think you probably got a point there. Maybe I could bump up the temperature in the garage a little bit. I keep it pretty cold in there.
Or insulate the garage ceiling.
Yeah.
That's one thing to check. If that garage ceiling is not insulated, that could be the biggest source of your problem right there.
So how would you, when you say insulate the garage ceiling?
Is the garage ceiling open? Do you see the floor joist?
No, it's sealed with, I believe, plywood.
Well, take a peek above that and see if there's insulation in there.
All right. Well, sounds good. Sounds like a plan.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. Give us a call. Let us know what you are tackling this weekend or planning to tackle next weekend. We're here to lend a hand 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, home projects have never been more popular than they have over these last few months of everybody being forced to stay home. But DIY doesn't mean you need a full shop of tools to tackle those projects. We're going to share fun, smaller projects that you can get done with staplers, glue guns, even simple materials that you already have around the house after this. 888 Money Pit.
Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money Pit is presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping for all the essentials in your life. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, home projects have never been more popular than they've been over the last few months of the pandemic. But doing DIY doesn't mean you need a full shop of tools to get them done.
That's right. You know, there are dozens of fun, smaller projects that you can get done with staplers, glue guns, and simple materials that you've already got around the house. The team at Arrow Fasteners has done a really great job detailing a lot of projects on arrowfastener.com, and they're going to talk to us about some of the more popular ones. So here we've got Bill Sokol. Welcome, Bill.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Bill, I love what you guys have done with your website and your project section, because you guys have got dozens of projects here, including a lot that I've not thought about tackling myself, and you've got all the step-by-step, you've got all the materials list, and you've got the tools. So what has been the really sort of hot projects that people have been tackling over this pandemic?
We have almost 100 projects on our website now, and they come in all different levels of difficulty. But as you said, a lot of them are really easy to do, and you can knock them out in a half an hour or so. The seasonally themed holiday decorating ones are always really popular at the right time of year. And then we have some perennial favorites. We have one right now that's trending very popular, reupholstering a stool with a T-shirt.
Okay.
Now, you might think, wow, that's really pretty simple, right? But T-shirt is actually a pretty cool thing to use for a reupholstery project. The materials tend to be great. They're nice and elastic. They wear really well. But the cool thing about a T-shirt is that they come in a gazillion different messages, logos, imprints, and everything else, so you can really customize something for yourself. On our website, we have instructions on how to do that using one of our staple guns and also our staples, and it'll take about a half an hour to do it. I recently came into possession of this really cool Bigfoot T-shirt, and my wife immediately told me that there would be no Sasquatch-themed furniture in our home.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, but
that seems unfair.
But what if you put it in the man cave? I feel like it's a man cave appropriate seat.
Yeah, but, you know, think about T-shirts for a moment. You could have Bigfoot, you could have the Loch Ness Monster, you could do Area 51, you could do a whole conspiracy theory bar stool set. You can do whatever you want, really.
Now, you really don't need very many tools to tackle that, right? What do you need? A staple gun and some padding?
You need some foam and some spray adhesive, some staples, and a staple gun, and a pair of scissors.
And, of course, Arrow is the perfect place to pick up your staples, because you guys have been making staples and staple guns, well, about a century, if I remember correctly, right?
91 years this year.
Yeah, well, let's round it up, shall we? You mentioned moving into the holiday season. What kinds of holiday projects do you have on the site right now? People want to dig into something.
So, you know, for Halloween, we had a really popular one, which was a socially distanced treat board that you could actually build really quickly, and you could put it out on your front stoop and then allow kids to come up and get candy without you having to actually hand it to them. And that was really popular. And then, of course, at Christmas and Hanukkah, we have a variety of different projects, including some ornamental wall hangings and some other things that are really cool and people enjoy building.
And it's super easy to take these on with these instructions, because you pretty much, you know, start with the entire tool and material list, and then you have photos pretty much every step of the way. So great job on this. Let's talk about some of the tools that you might be having come out for the holiday season, because I think nothing makes a great holiday gift like another stapler or glue gun or one of your other products. You guys really make them very well.
You're singing our song there. In fact, we've got one that is becoming very popular right now. It's our GT300 glue gun. Glue guns are always big around the holidays because there's lots of crafting and decor projects that you can do with them. And the GT300 this year was named by Popular Mechanics magazine as the best glue gun of 2020. As you may know, they test around 1,000 products a year. And each year they release about 50 that they feel to be best in class. And our glue gun, the GT300, was listed as best glue gun this year.
I have used this particular glue gun very recently because my sister and I built a bottle cap table for my nephew when he went back to college. And I needed a glue gun that I could do a lot of gluing with. And I had had a small one before that, but this is like, you know, this is the big mama. This thing works so well. It's so easy to distribute just the glue where you want it, and it even has a flow control on it, which is the first time I've ever seen that on a glue gun because, you know, Leslie, it always gets really messy, and you end up getting on your hands and everywhere else you don't want it to be.
Oh, for sure. You get it on your hands, and that's a big problem.
Yeah.
It's super hot. I know I say this all the time, but I always keep a little dish of ice water like right nearby when I'm using a hot glue gun because I want to make sure should I get it on my finger, I go right into the ice water and it immediately cools that spot of glue and then I can just peel it off without being like, whoa, as I'm shaking my hand and it's just burning.
So that would be really popular around the holidays because it can help you with a lot of your decorating and craft projects. What about in the staple area?
In the staple area, you know, we have our perennial favorite, the T50 staple. Staple gun is still the best-selling staple gun in America. We sell a lot of them going into the holiday season. And it's not just for holidays. There's a lot of projects that you do this time of year in the fall and heading into the winter, whether it's insulation or putting up plastic on a porch or weather stripping, door jams, things like that, that the staples and the staple guns are used for. So we see a lot of increased buying activity around this time of year with a combination of holiday projects and also, you know, just good old-fashioned DIY stuff around the house.
We're talking to Bill Sokol from Arrow Fastener about the wide range of projects that you can take on with tools like the Arrow T50 staple gun and the GT300 glue gun and other great products from Arrow. Over 100 projects outlined in great detail on their website at arrowfastener.com. Bill, what are you hearing from consumers as they get into more and more projects with all the time we're spending at home?
Oh, we've seen a huge increase in the demand for our products. And we've seen that across the board in a lot of home improvement categories. You know, if you look at paint and hand tools and even lawn and garden tools this year, a lot of people bought products because they were at home, you know. And
sure,
you sit home all the time and you begin to notice those projects that you've been putting off for the last 5 years. And a lot of them are getting done right now. So we've actually found business to be very strong right now. We've had our own challenges in keeping up with that because of COVID. And we've had to reconfigure our factory and, you know, how people sit and how the assembly lines are set up and everything else so that we can be socially distanced and adhere to guidelines. But business has been doing great, and people are doing home improvement projects, and it just keeps moving on.
Well, if you'd like to tackle some fun projects or fix-up projects around your house, whether they are repairs or improvements, check out the complete project list at arrowfastener.com, where you'll also find details on all the tools you need to get those projects done. You can also join the Fasten Nation and get on the Arrow Fastener email list for tricks and tips and projects and promos sent right to your inbox. Bill Sokol from Arrow Fastener, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Tom, Leslie, it's been great. Thanks.
We always love to hear what's going on with Arrow. Still to come, holiday season is peak break-in season. Is your garage your home's weakest link? We'll find out after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
Driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Tile backsplash, countertop, or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit. Your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks. Do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And if you guys enjoy the radio show, we think you might also enjoy our podcast, which you'll find at moneypit.com/podcast. We'd love for you to join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure. Well, it's the season for many things, and unfortunately, one of the things it's the season for is break-ins. You know, the FBI says there are more than 400,000 burglaries in November and December alone, and this holiday season, home security should be definitely a concern for anyone planning a visit with family and friends that are in your little pandemic bubble. And one place to pay attention is your garage door, because these big old doors can be very vulnerable to break-ins. So you want to take a few steps to make it harder for the burglars to breach your garage.
Yeah, first of all, if you're leaving for an extended period of time, go ahead and just detach your electric garage door opener. Now, most electric garage door openers have a rope or a chain that you pull to disconnect that motor from the chain that's going to operate the door. This way, if a thief uses a frequency scanning device to get your code, it's just not going to work.
Now, you also want to think about installing a manual sliding bolt sort of style lock on the inside of your garage door. And this way it can only be opened from the inside. Just remember to enter through your front door when you return back home.
And you also want to make sure that your garage door is properly functioning and that there are no damaged parts to the panels that a thief could use to get their way in. If you have windows, go ahead and cover them up so that if anybody's looking in, they're not going to see that that space is empty or that no activity is happening inside of the house.
Yeah, definitely. And if you got a door that leads from the garage door to the house, make sure that door is just as secure as any other door. Sometimes we feel this is more of an interior door, so we don't have the same kinds of locks on it. No, you definitely need both a key and a deadbolt lock to make sure that everything is nice and tight. If you want more holiday home security tips, we've got a whole list right now at moneypit.com.
Jill in Washington is on the line with a question about a foundation. What's going on in your money pit?
We're having a small house built up here in the great, beautiful state of Washington, and the builder is recommending a double set of, how do I say it, for drainage. He wants to really be sure that the drainage all is tight-lined. One system will be tight-lined that joins with the downspouts from the roof, and then the other is kind of like a perforated long 200-foot piece of hose with a sleeve over it. Do you recommend both of those? Is that overkill, or how would you do it?
So we're talking about surface drainage here, or we're talking about gutter drainage, or both? These sounds like, from your description, that these are all running away from the house. Is that right?
Yes. He wants it around the – they've simply just finished the foundation and are about to do the backfill. Before they do the backfill, they want two drainage systems put in place. One is a hard – I'm not sure of the correct terminology. It's a 4-inch pipe.
Yeah, one's for the downspouts and one's for the foundation. Is that correct?
Correct. Exactly.
Right. No, I mean, I think he's doing it right, and those steps will help. The one really important thing is that when he's done with this, is not only do those downspouts have to be extended away from the house, but you want to make sure that that finished grade also has a pitch that drops at least about 6 inches over the first 4 feet, because with new construction, you'll get a lot of settlement. And you got to have good pitch. But if you have downspouts that are extended out away from the house and you have good pitch, you'll never have to worry about a water infiltration problem. And I also don't suspect that those additional foundation drains will really come into use much, if at all. But since it's all fully open right now, there's no harm in doing that.
Okay. So it's just bite the bullet and just put both systems in.
Yeah. Now, have they put the gutters in yet?
Oh, no. The house isn't even built yet. No.
Okay. So here's a good tip. Most builders are going to put in what's called a 4-inch K-style gutter. That's a standard gutter. Opt for the next size up. It's a 6-inch gutter for two reasons. Number one, it holds more runoff from your roof. It doesn't get overwhelmed. And number two, it doesn't clog as easily because the downspouts are much bigger.
I see. What a great tip.
Okay. And they're not that much more expensive either.
Great. Well, you know what? When we get to that point, I'm going to call the show back and because it always rains up here, and I will let you know that we took your grand advice and how it all came out.
All right. Can't wait. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Good luck with that brand new home.
Thank you so much.
Building a new money pit.
Building something new that will become a money pit.
That's right. As beautiful and luxurious as these homes are, we know that everybody's house becomes a money pit sooner or later. And so that's why we're in the money pit prevention business.
Give us a call anytime, 24/7, and let us know what you're working on so we can help you out. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Still ahead, are you sick of hearing your kids complain that they're bored? Well, we've got a creative and practical solution when the Money Pit returns after this.
Live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. We hope that you are enjoying this winter weekend, or it's not quite winter yet, I guess, officially. It's still squarely fall weekend, but winter is very, very close. And so now is a good time to take care of all of those projects and then keep you warm and comfortable, like dealing with the drafts and the windows and stuff like that. If you need help, remember, you can reach us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Lizzie posted a question. She writes, we recently discovered our refrigerator water line had been leaking for some time. Now, the leak ran under a wall into a parquet floor on the other side of the room. The leak's been fixed, and we're working with restoration specialists provided by our insurance company. My question is, how much of that old floor needs to be removed? I don't want to have water damage or mold to start to grow.
We've heard questions like this before, and basically just because you have a leak doesn't mean you're going to have a water problem, especially if you fix the leak. If the area remains wet for a long period of time, then it could be moldy. But if it's just a leak that happens, you deal with it, you fix it, it dries out, there's no further concern for that, Lizzie. So I think you just take out any of the floor that's physically damaged, warped, twisted, make sure there's no other moisture in there, and you're pretty much good to go.
Yeah, Lizzie, try not to do more than you have to, but make sure you're doing everything right. And that floor is going to be gorgeous.
Well, the toy-making elves are popular during the holiday season, so why not give your kids the tools literally to make some unique toys and projects of their own? We're going to tell you how to keep those young hands, brains, and imaginations busy with a practical and fun take on building blocks in this week's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, what do you got?
Yeah, you know, most kids are naturally interested in building. They want to see how things are made. They want to get their hands dirty and try it out themselves. Well, you can harness that interest with an at-home workshop where they can make fun projects, but also pick up the basic DIY skills in the process. So you want to start by explaining how the tools and the materials are a lot like other popular building blocks and play sets, and then prepare yourself for the fact that kids are going to make a mess. I mean, if they're going to make a mess, it's going to be way bigger than you thought, so just be ready for it, guys. So create an area in your workshop, whether it's your home, garage, whatever it is, where you don't mind the occasional hammer blow or nail scratch or lots of paint dripping and perhaps spilling on the floor. So just be prepared. Now, as for tools, you want to start with the basics. You want to let them learn how to use a measuring tape, rulers, small hammers, screwdrivers, nails, and then go ahead and walk your child through safe and proper use of all of those. And from there, you can find age-appropriate projects. Now, they're often available in books that are sold at home centers that your child can complete and show off and be really proud of when they're done with these projects. Now, if you're not sure where to start, let's think about some themes that your kids really love, because then they'll be super into it. So maybe a craft based on their favorite movie or holiday or hobby. That's going to help them push through the boredom and then see it to its completion. And don't forget to heed the same advice that you're giving your kids, safety first. So make sure that you are wearing proper eyewear and protection at all times. And remember, these are also sold in kid sizes at the home center. So you want to get the appropriate ones that are going to work for them. And the most important safety step is making sure that the adult is supervising the kid in the project. Safety first, guys, but also have fun.
Best part is, though, of start the kids young, you're training your future assistants.
Yes, indeed.
My daughter came home this weekend. She came home from medical school, and I put her right to work, helped me with the landscaping project. Slid right into it.
She was like, ah, oh, great.
Didn't miss a beat. That's why I love coming home, Dad. Yep, it's a great idea. Well, coming up on the next time of the Money Pit, if you are tired of shoveling after every storm and your kids no longer come home to help you do that, a snowblower can do that for you, but they are not one size fits all. There's different types for different sizes and different applications. We're going to walk you through how to choose the best snowblower for the job on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. With no action on a pandemic relief package in Washington, governors and state lawmakers are trying to do what they can to help small business owners, the unemployed, renters, and others whose livelihoods have been upended by the coronavirus outbreak.
Some state and local officials are spending the last of the federal relief package passed in the spring before an end-of-the-year deadline to use it. New Mexico is giving a one-time check to the unemployed. Colorado is looking to help schools, child care providers, and other services, while New Jersey is borrowing billions to fight the virus. Democrats have been the most vocal in criticizing President Trump and the Republican-controlled Senate for failing to act, but Republican lawmakers in several states are also sounding the alarm, saying Congress should provide fresh federal help to small business owners who are barely staying afloat. Ben Thomas, Washington.
University of Arizona researchers say the current surge in the coronavirus outbreak will present the state with a hospital crisis that could become a disaster unless the state takes steps such as ordering a three-week stay-at-home shutdown and implementing a statewide mask mandate. Pennsylvania's highest court has thrown out a lower court's order preventing the state from certifying dozens of contests on its November 3rd election ballot. It issues the latest lawsuits filed by Republicans attempting to thwart Joe Biden's victory in the state. In a unanimous decision Saturday night, the state Supreme Court threw out a judge's recent order to halt certification of any remaining contests. The justices say the underlying lawsuit was filed months too late. California Governor Gavin Newsom has reversed parole for Charles Manson follower Leslie Van Houten, making the fourth time that a governor in the state has blocked her release. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there, approaching your pain from four different angles, may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
This year's holiday shopping season may be robust.
The National Retail Federation predicts this year shoppers will be looking for reasons to celebrate, with gift spending high on the list. It expects a year-over-year sales increase between 3.6 and 5.2% in spending. Holiday sales have averaged gains of 3.5% over the past 5 years. Thanksgiving has already cashed in with a new record for online spending, reaching $5.1 billion, up 21.5% compared to a year ago, according to Adobe Analytics, which tracks these results. George Manzani reporting.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis has tested positive for the coronavirus. Polis had started quarantining Wednesday after he said he was exposed to the virus. The state has been hit with a substantial spike in COVID-19 cases. One in 41 residents are believed to be contagious. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. President Trump's attempt to exclude people living in the country illegally from being counted in the 2020 census heads to a Supreme Court showdown.
Justices will hear arguments Monday over whether the Trump administration can remove, for the first time, millions of non-citizens from the population count. It's an idea that has been rejected repeatedly by lower courts. But the Trump administration argues that both the Constitution and federal law allow the president to exclude illegal aliens from the apportionment count. The census determines how many seats each state gets in the House of Representatives, as well as the allocation of some federal funding. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Police block protesters from marching in Poland's capital as demonstrators took place across the country against an attempt to restrict abortion. At one point, protest participants gathered, saying, "We're sorry for the inconvenience. We have a government to overthrow." This is townhall.com.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Larkspur Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
To get his take on what's going on with the foreign policy team and what it looks like with Joe Biden in charge, if in fact he gets the job. Then I'll do a simulcast on FBN, the fastest growing network in all of cable, with Stuart Varney, the number one show of all of business news. And then Haley Barbour is standing by to talk about the need to take Georgia for the Democrats and Republicans, but he wants the Republicans and he thinks he knows how. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Joe Biden is moving forward with building out his administration, naming 6 new cabinet selections that mark a return to a more traditional approach to governing.
There you go. A Biden team takes shape. It looks much like 8 years of Obama. Can we expect the same terrible results on foreign policy? Why, I think the Georgia Senate race might hold the key to saving the country.
Number two.
The GSA has now ascertained Biden won the election, and they now have $7.5 million in federal resources to officially begin the transition. President Trump has already responded. He says that his legal challenges are still going to continue.
That is a little about what's going on. The president greenlights cooperation with the Biden team while keeping up the fight. We'll outline the fight plan and the president's game plan.
Number one.
The story is my mom is going to come up and two of my girls is the current plan. But the plans change. But that's my plan.
Yeah, and then when it doesn't resonate, your personal plan, as opposed to what you're telling all the other New Yorkers to do, you better change your plans. Thanksgiving, severe restrictions and shaming for those who want to celebrate the holiday, yet 50 million will travel anyway. Meanwhile, Emmy Award-winning Governor Cuomo realizes demanding we Zoom our holiday while hosting his own family in person might not be the best look. This is just the latest example of leaders letting all of us know their rules don't apply to them. With me right now is Governor Haley Barbour, former Mississippi governor, former chairman of the RNC. Governor, welcome back.
Well, Brian, thank you for having me back.
You've seen many crises.
Yeah,
well, there's very few people with your type of experience and insight. So you ran a state under a lot of time natural disaster challenges. You wanted to have people do the right thing, but I never remember you mandating like this. Would you be mandating people stay home, have only 10 in their house, make sure people eat outside? I don't think that's your speed. Are you surprised at the dictatorship or these mini dictatorships we're seeing?
Well, I'm certainly surprised at the depth of it. I was a governor and been the worst natural disaster in American history, Hurricane Katrina. And, yes, we had to tell people they could not go into dangerous areas until they were cleared. We had to tell people that they could not start rebuilding until they took away the debris from the storm. That took us 11 months, by the way. And that's 11 months of just including what the government paid for. So it took years. But we didn't tell people that they could not do something that would be easy for them to do. We told them, don't do things that are dangerous. Don't go into these areas. There's a big difference. But I have to say, we had a disaster just like any other flood, storm, whatever. We could see what was going to happen because it all happened at first. And these guys are dealing, President Trump is dealing, and these governors are dealing with something that changes every week. They don't know what this pandemic is going to be doing in 2 weeks. I had the advantage of, even though it was an incredibly awful storm and catastrophe, at least after a few days, we knew that was it, unless there was something incredibly unusual.
Right.
And so I'm a little bit sympathetic to the ones who are having a hard time. This is a heck of a hard thing
to
deal with.
Well, look, nobody has it. I look at Japan, they have a resurgence. I look at Europe, we were supposedly undisciplined. Europe got slammed a couple of weeks ago. They're just barely coming out of it now. Now we're in the middle of a second wave. Certain states were very strict, like New York. Guess what? We lead the country in deaths. And we also now have a second wave that they are again shutting down schools. What I have a problem with, Governor, is they're not fully understanding the downside of the economics of leaving kids out of school when they're safer in school, according to the famed science from K through 8. Listen to this, Tom Cuculio. He's the Independent Restaurant Coalition founding member. He represents thousands of restaurants, and they are between 60 and 80% likely to fail if they can't open soon. Cut 11.
When restaurants, especially when the lights are on, communities are safe. And we stay open late, and if we close, number one, I think the streets are going to get a little more dangerous. Also, commercial real estate is going to take a huge hit.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of business reasons why. Again, I can appeal to both Democrats and Republicans here. There's a whole lot of good reasons to keep crime down, to support small businesses, the backbone. Again, there are more independent restaurants, over 500,000 independent restaurants in this country, employing 11 million people. If we're not worth saving, who is?
If it's your local economy, are you waiting for a federal bailout, or do you want to work with that restaurant to put up the plexiglass and get the tenting and the venting to allow them to stay open, Governor?
Well, there's absolutely no question in my mind that we'll look back in a very short number of years and say that the economic damage done to the country was worse than the health care damage, as bad as it is. That's not to dismiss the health care damage. You know, we have 250,000 people die of this disease. But the economic damage is going to be for the rest of the country, 300-something million people, really, really something that's going to be hard to deal with.
You're back in action. The NRSC announced the Georgia Battleground Fund leadership team. They got Karl Rove is trying to raise some money. Chairman Senator Todd Young of Indiana is trying to save money, because you can't overstate how much is at stake in Georgia. It's the balance of power in the Senate. If Joe Biden becomes president, he has the Senate and the House, even by small margins. Is that why you're helping out?
Well, the stakes in Georgia are the highest I've been in this 52 years, the highest I've ever seen in a political election, because it's not just about who the two senators from Georgia will be, though that's what the election is, but if the Democrats win both those seats, then they will have total control of the government. They've already said they'll do away with the filibuster. They'll make the rules in the Senate like the rules in the House, where it's majority rule. Nancy Pelosi took a whacking in the election in the House. She's going to have a majority as small as 10 seats, maybe even 9 seats. And yet she can pass anything as long as she keeps the Democrats in line. In the Senate, we have had historically for decades that we don't have just plain majority rule. But Schumer's going to get rid of that. Biden's going to get rid of that. And so if you get 50 senators and you're the Democratic Party, your vice president breaks the tie, and they can pass the new Green Deal. They can pass carbon-free economy. They can pass – I see they've got John Kerry coming back in. I thought I wonder what people think about entrusting to the man that cut the deal with Iran, where we gave them tens and tens of millions of dollars secretly without even telling the U.S. Congress as part of his deal. I wonder what a lot of people think about that.
There's a lot of things. What's going to be different? Well, it's Purdue against Ossoff, who he beat him by about 2 points now. What's going to be the challenge with all the focus in 2.5 months to get ready for a January 5th election? So you're looking at Purdue. You know his skill set. Ossoff is young, but he's a guy who was born into money. He is pretending to be pro-gun. He is not. And he's pretending to be moderate, and that's not how he's led his career so far. So first off, show me Purdue's path to victory.
Well, Purdue got 49.8% of the vote. Purdue in any other state in America would have been elected United States Senator back on November the 3rd. But Georgia's law, and this is up to Georgia, Georgia's law says you can't be elected to statewide office, including United States Senator, unless you get a simple majority, 50% plus one. And so Ossoff is in the race because of a Libertarian that got about 115,000 votes out of a total of 5 million, right at 5 million. And Purdue has to keep getting his vote out. And I think this will be an election, Brian, where voter turnout is the biggest single thing. Even though they had a record turnout November 3rd in Georgia, just like almost everywhere else in the United States, keeping those numbers up there for January 5th, you know, a few days after Christmas, kids going back to school, hopefully. It's just an unusual time to have an election, and the Democrats will spend tens of millions of dollars to turn out their vote.
So it's going to be a lot of pressure.
Republicans have to match that by people voluntarily going to vote.
Because Karl Rove said flat out, even though he's in charge of raising the money, he says, we're going to get outraised. And he says that's done. Stacey Abrams also says she has more than 750,000 Georgians who have requested their ballots for the January 5th runoff election. How odd is that? Where are these people coming from? Are they that concerned about the virus? What's going on?
Well, they're being generated with money. Either somebody's being paid to go call on them and help them apply for their ballot, or people are getting paid to participate. And I'm not saying they're getting paid to vote for the X candidate, but to get to be turned out. There's a huge amount of money that is being spent to make their voters actually go back and vote again. And this election will be the most expensive pair of Senate elections in American history. There is no question about that. Look at the next door states where Lindsey Graham, who won by, I don't know, double digits anyway, the Democrats spent $100 million against him, and only about 2% of it came from South Carolina.
Okay.
And that's what Georgians are going to see. They're going to see money flooding in from New York and California and from Chicago and Washington, D.C., because the stakes are so high. And I want to make sure people understand, in the Senate, if we have 51 votes, there are a lot of things that have to get 60 votes to pass because of the filibuster. If we only have 50, that is, if we lose both these seats, the vice president will break that tie.
Every time.
And the new Green Deal can be voted on. Medicare for all can be voted on. Health care for illegal immigrants. Free college for illegal immigrants. Forgive all student loans. All these are not things I've dreamed up. These are things that are freely talked about by the Democrats in Congress, from AOC to Nancy Pelosi to Chuck Schumer, and supported by Joe Biden.
There's no question they definitely hurt themselves with this. So I want you to hear what Lindsey Graham said. Tactically, something's got to change, and it's got to get some observers in the room. There was one observer deciding what ballots should be cured and counted. Listen.
They had a 3.5% rejection rate in the last election. You know what the ballot rejection rate for signatures was in this election? 0.3%. Well, four times more ballots. Something's rotten in Denmark. Here's what's happened. They've entered into a consent decree. The Secretary of State did with Stacey Abrams. That's really polluted the database that you would compare a signature to. They failed to take people off the rolls that are not eligible to vote. He got conned in to signing a consent decree. That's bad for Georgia's election system.
You got to solve that, Governor. You know what it's like when these things are hammered out. Something's got to change by January 5th. You're going to be in the same spot.
Well, the fact of the matter is, this year we've got a whole lot of election officials who are being faced by new systems, like he's talking about in Georgia, where by a consent decree in a court, you know, they change the rules. And so you've got a bunch of Americans who've been poll workers and worked at in the counting the votes maybe for decades, but all of a sudden the rules have changed. And most of the time the changing of the rules make people more like California, where in California ballot harvesting is legal. In California, Brian, you cannot ask a person when they register to vote if they're an American citizen.
Wow. It's crazy. They got to standardize some of these things. I mean, I know there's 50 separate elections, but they got to find a way to standardize some of this stuff. Governor Haley Barbour, I know you're going to have your hands full. You're going to be helping out over there, right? Part of the leadership team?
I already am. We're involved in not just the fundraising, but we're involved with the political team over there. And I will tell you, Kelly Loeffler had cronied, and she's just going to be able to come back on the campaign trail here in the next couple of days. David Perdue is traveling all over the state. I think maybe you had him on Fox and Friends this morning.
Had him 10, a little while ago, about an hour ago.
Yeah, well, our people are working their tails off, but you got to get the truth out about Ossoff and Warnock, how left-wing they are, the stakes for the country, not just for Georgia, and then we got to get our people out.
And, Governor, if people want to contribute, where do they go?
They go to the Georgia Battleground Fund, I'm looking for the address right here, and I'm not finding it. But it's the Georgia Battleground Fund, and all of those funds go into the Georgia races.
Gotcha.
Every penny.
Yeah, Governor, always great to talk to you. I'll talk to you again. You and Karl Rove there. It's hard to imagine you guys losing. You always win. Governor Haley Barbour, thank you. When we come back, we'll take some of your calls. 1-866-408-7669.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first, only on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. If you're a man over 40, listen up, because this could impact how much you're getting done during the day and at night. Here's the harsh reality. Once you hit 40, your body has less testosterone. You probably already know this and may have even tried a testosterone supplement that did nothing for you. Here's the good news. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, has changed the game again with Nugenix Total T, their most powerful man-boosting formula ever, because it boosts your free testosterone and your total testosterone. Nugenix Total T helps provide even more energy, performance, testosterone, and muscle-boosting ingredients for even better results. And right now, you can get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Just text POWER to 321-321. Offer is not available in stores. So text POWER to 321-321 right now. Get better results in the boardroom and the bedroom with Nugenix Total T. To get your complimentary bottle, text POWER to 321-321. That's POWER to 321-321.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Some gifts don't come wrapped in packages with bows and ribbons. They aren't hidden away, then torn into with reckless abandon. Some gifts are needs, like food or shelter, and those can be the most precious of all. In a year with fewer red kettles, help rescue Christmas for those facing poverty. With a $25 monthly donation, enlist in Love's Army at givewestwood.org.
Military matters.
India and the United States have signed a new agreement to share sensitive military satellite photos as both nations take steps to confront the growing threat from China. Defense Secretary Mark Esper made the trip to New Delhi along with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo earlier this week.
We look forward to advancing sales for other key defense platforms, including fighter aircraft and unmanned aerial systems.
In June, India and China engaged in their deadliest fighting in more than 50 years in the Himalayas.
The United States will stand with the people of India as they confront threats to their sovereignty and to their liberty.
U.S. military sales to India now top $20 billion. India is also battling the second biggest known coronavirus outbreak in the world, behind the United States.
The partnership between the United States and India, the world's two largest democracies, remains resilient, strong, and growing.
For Military Matters at the Pentagon, Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Legendary tennis champion Arthur Ashe was the first African-American player to compete professionally in tennis. In leading UCLA to the NCAA title in 1965, he created a tennis program for inner cities in 1968 and was the USLTA amateur champ and won the first U.S. Open at Forest Hills, being ranked co-number one with Rod Laver in that year.
This is still one of the Grand Slam titles, and now Muscles is the only player to win the Grand Slam this year. After a day of rest yesterday, he was pretty tough today, and I look forward to playing him again because for this year we're all square. I think I beat him about a month and a half ago in Detroit under poor lights. So here's hoping we meet in the final of Forest Hills on my turf. So I'll see you in September.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is how
House Call for Health. Interest in plant-based foods continues to grow. Pizza Hut is partnering up with Beyond Meat, offering a meatless sausage topping. Parent company Yum Brands has worked with Beyond Meat in several restaurants, including Taco Bell and KFC. David Lee is the CFO of Impossible Foods and recently discussed the health benefits of plant-based options with the Fox Business Network.
Versus 80-20 comparably sized burger patty, you know, we have no cholesterol versus all the cholesterol in the product from an animal. We have less calories, we have less fat, we have less saturated fat. But we have all the iron you want, and it's really easy to digest the iron in our product because it comes from the very same molecule, heme. We just get it from a plant that you get in red meat.
McDonald's this week announcing they're testing plant-based patties with hopes of bringing the McPlant to stores in 2021. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
All right, let's go out to Terrence, listening to WNIS in beautiful Virginia Beach. Hey, Terrence.
Hey, good morning, Brian. How are you doing, sir?
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, listen, I am with you. You are sounding the alarm about this mail-in ballot deal, and I'm just feeling nervous from, you know, some of the answers that some of these Republicans are giving on that. They keep going back to scare tactics of the AOC Green New Deal thing, get out and vote. Yeah, we all get that. But this mail-in ballot deal is serious. I mean, they gotta start talking in terms of how to resolve that, or it's going to be a long time before Republicans win anything.
Terrence, you're so smart. That's why I played that cut from Friday. I got three Lindsey Graham cuts here. But he had the tactic. This is not about – the issues are important, and that's the way you – you got to make sure you're in there when they're looking at the ballots. Don't tell me that they have it handled. And by the way, there's a Republican governor, a Republican secretary of state. This should not be an issue in Georgia. Pennsylvania is a different story. So we hope – yeah, I mean – and by the way, where's the 175,000 – where do all these 750,000 ballot requests come from? Really? Everybody knows they don't want to vote January 5th already? How did that happen? Terrence, thanks so much. 1-866-408-7669. Pete Hegseth next.
Call Jennifer's phone. It went immediately to voicemail.
24-year-old Jennifer Kessy disappeared January 24th, 2006. In House of Broken Dreams, follow us to Florida to track down new leads.
Hello?
It's Christina Corbett. Uncover evidence and hear from sources who've never spoken before.
We don't care where, when, or how. We simply want our daughter to be found.
Available now on Apple Podcasts.
Did you hear the news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it. On demand from Fox News and Amazon Alexa.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Lou Diamond Phillips, whose sci-fi novel, The Tinderbox Soldier of Indira, is out now, with illustrations by his wife, Yvonne.
This wonderful hybrid of different genres, and she really rose to the challenge and created 30 illustrations for the hardcover that are a beautiful mix-up, mash-up of her German woodcut with some retro sci-fi and some graphic novel influence.
We spoke about working in the genre of sci-fi and how it allows a unique way for bigger topics to be explored.
If you're very pedantic and you're going, this is bravery, this is courage, this is what real character is about in a mundane setting, that people don't buy into it as easily. But if it's a fairy tale, or if it's, you know, this sci-fi, you know, tale of other worlds and you know, great doings, then suddenly you can elevate the conversation and people accept it because they accept heroes and villains and, you know, and the black and white a little bit more.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
from the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download Perino and Steyerwald. I'll tell you what.
All of this over-determinalism is hogwash served up for Twitter addicts who want to believe that every American, every decent American is trapped in the vacuum deathlock of this kind of overanalyzed partisanship.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com. America's listening to Fox News. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1986.
Despite our repeated warnings, Gaddafi continued his reckless policy of intimidation, his relentless pursuit of terror. He counted on America to be passive. He counted wrong.
Engines throttling up, 3 engines now at 104%.
Challenger, go and throttle up.
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation.
An official announcement from the Council of Ministers. There has been an accident at the Chernobyl Atomic Power Station.
Clearly, this disease, which strikes men and women, children and adults, people of all races, must be stopped. It is estimated that 1.5 million people are now infected with the AIDS virus.
The United States has not swapped boatloads of plane loads of American weapons for the return of American hostages, and we will not.
News as it happens.
News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
Coronavirus crisis.
Coronavirus won't stop Santa Claus this year, at least in one city. Bass Pro Shops in Las Vegas making sure kids can still get a photo with the big guy in red.
Right here.
They've set up a plexiglass wall so there's separation and use walkie-talkies to communicate.
On that snake game, Laura, you tried to steal the snake's gold.
Some parents like it because it takes the anxiety away of trying to get their kid to sit on a stranger's lap.
Typically, our kids are always the ones screaming, not wanting to sit on his lap. And so having the box in front of them that they can sit on definitely put them at ease.
Santa himself says it's not quite like Christmas past, but it's a way to keep safe while keeping up with holiday traditions.
Nevada was closed for quite some time, and it's been very difficult for people. So this opportunity to get out and to be seen and be around is a wonderful thing. And I look at it as an opportunity.
Merry Christmas.
Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Information you want. Truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I think it's going to be important to recognize that the confidence that our allies had and the world had in American leadership is not going to be restored overnight. They are going to be greatly relieved and pleased to see people like Tony, at various conferences around the world and returning to the traditional leadership role that the U.S. has played.
Tony Blinken is referring to, he's going to be the nominee for Secretary of State if Joe Biden goes ahead and is the next president of the United States. Pete Hegseth remembers that voice, remembers that policy. He's Fox and Friends Weekend co-host, still in the National Guard, author of a new book, Modern Warriors, Real Stories from Real Heroes. Part of this, you can see a lot of this on his series on Fox Nation, which you're watching us now on. Pete, welcome back.
Brian, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
What'd you think about Barack Obama? It's going to take a while to restore that prestige with our allies. What allies is he referring to?
I don't really know. The ones that were freeloading off of us for a really long time and have not paid for their own collective defense, is it the allies in Beijing who would love to live in a world prior to Donald Trump where they were able to get away with the international double standard and completely exploit it? Or maybe our allies in Iran who really want their deal back so that they aren't surrounded by a new Israeli-Arab coalition that understands how dangerous Iran is? I'm not sure, but they live in that international fantasy land, and it's scary that we're sliding back into that.
It is, and I'm getting I'm getting flashbacks because it's a lot of the same names, Pete. And if you think about it, let's just work our way around the world. I know the president was abrupt and direct, and there was not a lot of subtlety there. I understand it. But he was never going to leave NATO. Instead, they end up with more armor on the border. They end up with more funding. You know what else happened? When we started saying, hey, guys, you got to start paying for your own defense. I'm looking at your budget. You have enough money. They actually started doing it. They have formed more of a European coalition. They're starting to strategize against any type of Russian threat. And Chinese threat. There's nothing wrong with that, correct?
It's called tough love. It's called if you love your country, you will invest in defending it. And they've seen the worst manifestations of globalism in Europe as well. When you open your borders and don't demand allegiance, and then you got your military to pay for your welfare state, you can't actually have a nation that defends itself. Donald Trump gave them a massive dose of that tough love. We'll see if they're ever really able to defend themselves in a serious way. But the world we live in today was shaped by American courage on that continent, 60, 70 years ago, but it shouldn't be defined by that today. Donald Trump reminded that world of that tough truth. But I just don't think it's going to permeate in those parliaments all that much. And Joe Biden, should he become the president, will allow them to slide right into that comfy blanket again, which is a lie to them and the world.
So the president yesterday said to the GSA, start releasing some money and allowing some cooperation. Mark Meadows said, we're going to talk to certain agencies about working with the Biden team. But he says the fight goes on. How much gas is left in that fight?
We'll see, Brian. We will. I have said, and I'll say it again, after what was done to the president 4 years ago throughout his entire presidency, I am more than willing to wait 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks to let every single challenge be played out, not just the ballots and the stopping of the count and the signatures and the mail-in, mail-out ballot controversies. All of those need to be, but also our entire system. And they say there's more to come. If it is to come, it better come fairly soon, but I'm very comfortable living in this gray zone. It appears the White House, for the most part, is doing these kind of technical things is fine, but you can still play it out. We all know the clock is ticking, and more evidence will be needed.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see how the president plays this out. I want you to hear what Mark Thiessen said the president should do. We talked to him last week, Cut 29.
Go and win a victory in Georgia and do it by looking forward. Say to the people of Georgia, I'm coming back in 4 years. And if the Democrats get control of the Senate, they're going to get rid of the filibuster. They're going to pass all the most radical legislation that they possibly can. They're going to they're going to pack the Supreme Court and undo all my judicial nominations. They're going to pack the Senate, make it harder for us to take back the Senate. And so they're going to do stuff that I won't be able to undo in 4 years. I'm going to make this Biden year as a brief interregnum between two Trump terms, but you've got to protect our progress so I can come back and move us forward.
How do you like that message?
It's true that those two Senate races are very important. I don't love the Republican tendency the night after the election to immediately jump to the Georgia Senate race as the biggest race we must fight. A lot of the senators, a lot of the politicians going down there doing that didn't lift much of a finger for Donald Trump. And so it feels like a lot of Republicans are using it as a way to pivot away from the national legal battle to that one in Georgia. Fine, I think those seats should be won. I think that's critically important. But I don't like the way it's been used as a double game by some Republicans, I think.
Very interesting. Pete, in Modern Warriors, you're perfectly equipped. Not only are you somebody who fights the wars, you got to know a lot of these people. And then you do the series on Fox Nation. The book seems like a natural. What was it like putting together some of these mini biographies for people for this generation
of
war fighters?
It was an awesome experience. It was the toughest part was choosing just 15. But we tried to find a cross-section of Marines, Green Berets, Army Rangers, Navy SEALs, snipers, bomb technicians, pilots. So you kind of get a full cross-section. And then you get to meet the human being and hear about their fears, their triumphs, their anxieties, their pains, the sacrifice, the sheer courage. And they don't call themselves heroes, but everything you read in the page that pours off the page screams that. And you, the human side, the raw, real, politically incorrect desperation at times that you hear, it really connects you to what these warriors since 9/11 have done, and we got to tell their stories. You know, vets often don't open up, and I tried to create the kind of comfortable environment where they felt willing to do so, and I think it comes through in Modern Warriors.
Well, and you could also still see your series, too. That kind of whets the appetite for this, correct?
Correct. It's an ongoing series on Fox Nation. And, of course, Brian, I had to write this book mostly written in the voice of others because we're all just trying to catch up to Brian Kilmeade on a number of books.
Right. That is your goal still?
Because after three, I don't think it can be my goal anymore. No chance.
I didn't know. Yeah, I did not know that was it. I always thought you were just trying to be Todd Pyro at everything.
I'm trying to get a comfy lead.
That's what you're trying to do.
Can't be surpassed.
No, so it is excellent. It's a great way to understand this generation because, Pete, as you know, we missed a generation of warfighters, and a lot of them were drafted, and that is Vietnam. We saw the movies, how they're portrayed, but we never got to know them.
They were told not to talk, not to be proud, not to wreck. I mean, there are Vietnam vets still to this day that have never told their story, never told their colleagues what they did in those jungles. And those are the warriors that support this generation so much because they were never welcomed home. We're trying to undo some of those sins by getting these stories out. Now, who knows? Maybe there is another book out there where modern warriors talk to Vietnam vets and get them talking about what they experienced because our experience was so much different.
Absolutely, and you're going to go out there and do it. So, Pete, how do you feel about 2,500 troops in Iraq and 2,500 troops in Afghanistan for a guy that's been there?
Brian, we could talk about this forever. I feel like that's where it should be. I feel like it's okay to have a residual force there to do counterterrorism because you don't want to undo the ability for us to prevent something like a 9/11. But these wars are in the hands of the Iraqis and the Afghans. They've had two decades to be trained by the best military in the world. There's been a lot of victories and a lot of great things that, you know, these men did in this book. It doesn't take away from their legacy, but ultimately these countries need to stand on their own two feet. And, we'll see if they do. But you look at China, you look at their ambitions, and we've better be oriented to deal with something like that, not necessarily kicking around in the same place for 20 years, hoping for a utopian outcome that's just never going to exist.
And, Pete, do you feel as though that you have enough gel to continue this book tour?
Amazon keeps delivering the gel packages, and this is the easiest, but it's the Zoom book tour. There's no travel, straight from home.
Right. All right. So listen, what are you doing this holiday? When can we see you on TV?
I think I'll be in on Friday. I think you might be taking the well-deserved day off, so I might be in on Friday the day after Thanksgiving. Otherwise, just enjoying it with family, just looking forward to hunkering down. Maybe we'll unknowingly defy some restrictions that we don't even know about, and if that's the case, then so be it.
And then they'll have to break down your door, and you're going to have to tell a few of your kids they're going to have to leave.
One of them will be outside for the dinner. But we'll open the doors so some heat comes out.
Listen, you got to comply, Pete. You're a law and order guy. And Governor Cuomo says you have to abide by, or Governor Murphy, wherever you might be located. We know they both have your best ideals in mind when they set up these wars.
Hey, Pete. They're always thinking about the little guy, the families with lots of kids. Yep.
Exactly, especially those billionaires from Goldman Sachs. Modern Warriors, right. Name of the book, Real Stories from Real Heroes. You can order it everywhere, Pete. You can also follow Pete at Pete Hegseth on Twitter. Pete, thanks so much. Congratulations.
Thanks, Brian. Happy Thanksgiving, man.
All right, you too, and to everybody. Meanwhile, when we come back, we're going to be joined by Stuart Varney, Varney & Company. We do a simulcast there on FBN, and we'll also be seen on Fox Nation and heard on the radio. I didn't think it was possible until Stuart made me do it.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. If you're a man over 40, listen up, because this could impact how much you're getting done during the day and at night. Here's the harsh reality. Once you hit 40, your body has less testosterone. You probably already know this and may have even tried a testosterone supplement that did nothing for you. Here's the good news. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, has changed the game again with Nugenix Total T, their most powerful man-boosting formula ever, because it boosts your free testosterone and your total testosterone.
testosterone. Nugenix Total T helps provide even more energy, performance, testosterone, and muscle-boosting ingredients for even better results. And right now, you can get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Just text POWER to 321-321. Offer is not available in stores, so text POWER to 321-321 right now. Get better results in the boardroom and the bedroom with Nugenix Total T. To get your complimentary bottle, text POWER to 321-321. That's POWER to 321-321.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower talcum products have been linked to ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-831-6155. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless there is a recovery in your favor. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one used talcum baby powder-based products before being diagnosed or died from ovarian cancer, call Talcum Powder Help now at 800-831-6155. 800-831-6155. 800-831-6155.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An incredible athlete from Florida who completed the Ironman Triathlon makes today's Dean's List. Chris Nikic may have Down syndrome, but that didn't stop him from winning a major athletic competition. Chris wore his t-shirt that says 1% better every day, which is his motto, as he crossed the finish line in the Panama City Beach Competition. The 21-year-old announced on social media, "A year ago, I wrote, Chris World Champ, anything is possible." According to the Special Olympics, Chris inspired people around the world as he set a Guinness World Record. The triathlon had a 17-hour time limit. Chris crossed the finish line after 16 hours, 46 minutes, and 9 seconds. The event consists of a 2.4-mile swim, 122 miles on a bike, and a marathon-length run that had to be completed within the time limit. Congratulations, Chris. What an amazing accomplishment. We'll be watching you. You made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorgen with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Kevin Costner and Diane Lane. The actors team up for the suspense thriller Let Him Go, playing a married couple fighting to rescue their grandson from a dangerous family living off the grid.
There's authenticity about the problem that's looming.
Our grandson is fatherless. Our daughter-in-law remarries. And it ain't good.
For Lane, the film is much more than a thriller. She says it's a story that focuses on family dynamics and different types of mothers.
We have a weak mother. We have an overbearing bully of a mother. And we have a mother who is grieving and trying her best to salvage kindness.
The project reunites the actress with Costner. They previously worked together playing the adoptive parents of Superman in Man of Steel.
I felt very grateful that he vibed the screenplay as much as I did.
She's a world-class actress. I mean, there's a handful of them. Everybody thinks they can do it, but not everybody can do it. It's just something that she has always had.
Ashley DeBorgen, Fox News.
The Brian Kilmeade Show joins Fox Business's Barney & Company with Stuart Barney, live on your radio and on Fox Business. Here's Brian Kilmeade.
Welcome back, everybody. We've got a couple of seconds here before we join Stuart Barney and Barney & Company to talk about what's happening in New York, where we are located currently. In New York, we know, too, that the whole city's been locked down, that the governor thinks he's a genius. We also know that the governor also believes that he wants to tell you how to love and how to live while letting everybody know that he will actually break the rules that he sets for us while writing a book about it. It is amazing audacity. To me, it's a reason to run from the guy. For celebrities, it's a reason to salute the guy. So let's listen to Stuart Varney.
Join Brian Kilmeade, Fox and Friends co-host. All right, Brian. New York Governor Cuomo accepted an Emmy for his televised coronavirus briefings. Why don't you just have at it, Brian? What do you think about that?
Well, it's just unbelievable for a guy that leads the country in deaths, who also continues to govern over a city that's being hit again. He killed the patient. and now gets an award for it. So, yes, did we bend the curve? Yeah, the American people bent the curve first in New York, and then it spread throughout everywhere else, while alienating the other 49 states, by the way. So they were pretty angry at us when it starts hitting them, so we ended up sanctioning each other's to not travel. So in the end, you have a city that is an empty carcass, that even when they opened up and gave an option to open up the restaurants, there were no people there, so they closed up again. So this scientist, remember Follow the Science, said that the best place for kids from K through 8th grade is school. Guess what they did? They shut down school. And guess who didn't tell anybody about it and yelled at reporters for asking? Governor Cuomo. And he gets an Emmy for his presentation. Stuart, you give a lot of speeches. I appreciate a good show and tell. And he's good. He understood what was going on. It was good to see the charts. Communication was fine. But then you realize he was asking himself his own questions at his press conference and had almost no press challenge him ever while blaming President Trump whenever he could. There's no way this guy deserves an Emmy, nor should he accept it. He should be too embarrassed.
But, well, he's not. But did you just see, just a few moments ago, the NYPD, the New York Police Department, said, no, they're not going to listen to Cuomo. They're not going to go and bust off and knock on the door to see how many people you've got for your Thanksgiving dinner. So they, too, are rejecting that kind of oppressive rulemaking surrounding Thanksgiving. I mean, it's spreading all over the state.
What people should understand, too, who watch us around the country, is that New York is not New York City. I mean, most of the stuff is, most of the place is suburban in Long Island. And upstate's very rural. And 14 separate sheriffs in upstate New York have said, we're not enforcing this at all. And the governor said, it's not up to you to be a dictator to decide what laws to enforce. How unbelievable. Can someone give this guy a mirror? You're the dictator. You're signing this. And what if you remember the legislature? What are you doing in elected office? Because he's in your party. You're not going to press up against him and say, this is too much. My people are rebelling. They're going to come down on Staten Island. I understand it's bad. They're setting up 10 hospitals. But people understand what has to be done. If they don't, they'll pay the price. If they know there's somebody at risk, they understand how to take precautions. If not, you have to let people work through this because you are killing the country.
Yes, thank you. We've just got time for this. I want you to listen to the celebrities lining up to congratulate Governor Cuomo on getting his Emmy. Watch this, please.
Congratulations, Andrew, on your much-deserved Founders Award.
Governor Andrew Cuomo, you are the man.
I was trying to think of something that I could say to you that would be funny, and so I called your brother Chris, who could not understand why you were getting an Emmy since he's the one on television.
In the darkest days of the pandemic, your daily briefings live from New York gave us hope, gave us clarity, gave us the truth, and gave us something that we were not getting from Washington, leadership.
Would you like to comment on that?
A couple of things. The one you cut out was Billy Joel, who had to read his speech, but Billy Joel has never done anything wrong, so I can't go against that. Billy Crystal's out in California, used to be in Long Beach, Long Island, so he left, so what does he know? That is an opportunity to say, I didn't vote for Trump. And that was the longest Robert De Niro has spoken lately in public without cursing, whether because of his limo service, got confused in a court case he was released from, or when he was on the stage accepting a Lifetime Achievement Award while using expletives to describe President Trump. So to me, more Hollywood celebrities saluting Governor Cuomo is just a way to slap back at Governor Cuomo. Keep in mind, too, he is so rich. De Niro doesn't feel this, even though his restaurants are hurting. He doesn't feel this. He's not one of the thousands who are told, go do something else for a living. Not even on Broadway, where those actors were told, stay home until June. Till June. He's also not one of those people on the subways being afraid to be thrown in front of an oncoming train. That's another thing, because they've unleashed all the mentally ill patients and homeless on people, the few people left that have to work and live here. So I couldn't see a guy less worthy, I should say, to get an Emmy than Governor Cuomo, who was forced not to have Thanksgiving with his mom because he told us not to.
He got caught. That. Yeah, really. Brian, I got to go. Thanks for being with us, and I hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. I'll see you soon, Stuart.
You got.
You listen on WJAG in Nebraska. Hey, you.
Yes. You cannot expect to have faith in the election when some of the states don't have any standards, or it's not a uniform standard for the national election. Yes, it's fine for state by state, but it's not in a national election.
I think it's got to be looked at. You're 100% right. We want every state to feel comfortable doing their own thing. Makes us unhackable as a country. I understand it. But there's got to be some things we can do. And that's one great thing the president's doing now. By highlighting state by state the issues, even if you don't agree or a judge says there's not enough votes there to matter, he's highlighting it for next time. Because who else is going to want to pour money into a contest that is not going to come out with the voters' will? And that's why I think we're going to have to look at all this. And the mail-in balloting has to go out. As soon as those vaccines start going into arms, those mail-in ballots go back to human proportions. That will solve a lot of it. And believe me, I think there's going to be a lot of Republicans who are going to volunteer to be election watchers, to be ballot watchers, and demand to go inside. And there'll be triggers. They are not letting me in District 11 in Philadelphia. I am going to call the election officials to make my protest before the election's actually done or while it's happening, rather than, ooh, he lost, that's why he's protesting. So that's the thing. So I think people are caught by surprise this time, not next time. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Go to BrianKilmeade.com. Get any of my books and get them signed, personalized for the holidays. BrianKilmeade.com.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Heavy snow fell in Washington, D.C. the night before John F. Kennedy's inauguration, but thoughts of canceling the plans were overruled. On January 20th, 1961, he stood in the bitter cold on the steps of the Capitol and before a crowd of 20,000 was sworn in as the 35th President of the United States.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. President Trump returns to the campaign trail in the coming week. It's time for two Georgia senators trying to win re-election.
Republican Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler are both facing runoff elections in early January, and the president says he plans to visit Georgia next weekend to give the GOP a boost.
So I'll be going there on Saturday night, and maybe I'll go twice. It's very important that we win those races. These are two great people.
Republicans hope the president can keep GOP voters energized. Outcome of the runoff elections will determine which party controls the U.S. Senate. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A former Trump campaign associate who was the target of a secret surveillance warrant during the FBI's Russia investigation says in a federal lawsuit that he was the victim of unlawful spying.
The suit from Carter Page alleges a series of omissions and errors made by FBI and Justice Department officials in applications they submitted to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court to eavesdrop on Page on suspicion that he was an agent of Russia. The complaint was filed in Washington's federal court, and it largely echoes findings from a Justice Department Inspector General report that found significant problems with the four applications. Ken Lorman reporting.
Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito This call for a response from New Jersey officials after a church and synagogue petitioned the court to intervene in their lawsuit, alleging the state unequally applies COVID-19 restrictions to religious activities. State officials must respond by 6 p.m. Eastern Time, December 3rd, at which time the houses of worship bringing the appeal would have a chance to respond. Black Friday shoppers in the U.S. spent a record $9 billion this year, despite concerns of surging COVID-19 cases across the U.S., according to data from Adobe Analytics. More of these stories at townhall.com.
This is the Entertainment Answer. The Thanksgiving episode of Food Network's Holiday Baking Championship premiered this week. I recently chatted with baking contestant Kes Ashun, who said this about working against the clock.
The time is real, and it goes really fast. They don't stop, so you got to get everything in, make sure you present something to the judges. It's tough, but it's an experience of a lifetime. I would do it again. It's the best time of my life.
To hear my full interview with Kes, check out the podcast section of theentertainmentanswer.com.
The spread of COVID-19 is still unchecked across the nation, and you need to keep your family safe. Make a new habit and check your temperatures twice a day, once before dinner and before leaving home in the morning. You can't afford to take chances, so use the Exogen Temporal Scanner. Its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies, and it takes an accurate reading in seconds. It's the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Quick and easy to use, you can count on Exogen to keep your family safe 24 hours a day.
Best Buy reported fiscal third quarter results that soared past analysts' expectations.
The nation's largest consumer electronics retailer saw surging demand for items like home theater and appliances that help people learn, cook, work, and connect in their homes. The Richfield, Minnesota-based retailer said third quarter profits rose 33%, while sales were up 21%. Sales at stores opened at least a year rose 23%.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Iran's supreme leader is calling for definitive punishment of those behind the killing of a scientist linked to Tehran's disbanded military nuclear program. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei made the announcement Saturday in a statement carried on his official website. Khamenei called Mohsen Fakhrizadeh the country's prominent and distinguished nuclear and defensive scientist. This is townhall.com. Baltimore County planted the first 300 trees as part of a goal to plant 5,000 by April 2021.
The county says some 325 trees were put in the ground at apartment and townhome complexes in three towns in partnership with a local property owner. The trees were planted by contractors working for the county as part of its tree canopy expansion program. The county says the trees help reduce runoff into the Chesapeake Bay and also provide other environmental benefits. The program lets property owners sign up to have trees planted by county crews at no cost.
Ron DeRosh reporting. Detroit Lions fired head coach Matt Patricia and general manager Dan Quinn. The moves were made Saturday, surprising no one. This season, the 4-7 Lions lost consecutive games for the third time, and it cost Quinn and Patricia their jobs. Detroit collapsed in a 41-25 loss to Houston at home on Thanksgiving Day after getting shut out for the first time in 11 years in their previous game at Carolina. This is townhall.com.
Did you know that the city of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
To join me. I hope she doesn't change her mind. She's the same Dana Perino from The 5 in the Daily Briefing, knows all about transitions. She was actually there during one that even Democrats admit was one of the best transitions ever, from President Bush to President Obama, despite the tensions between them. I look forward to talking to her about that. And Thanksgiving, the real story on a Thanksgiving special on Fox Nation. I was fascinated to learn a lot of this stuff. I think you will, too. And you need to know the real story. As soon as someone sits down on Thanksgiving and then tells you what they think of these horrible pilgrims, you'll know the difference. You'll actually know where to double click. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
This is not a third Obama term because there's we face a totally different world than we faced in the Obama-Biden administration. President Trump has changed the landscape. It's become America first. We spent America alone.
Look, I appreciate the tone, but it's not accurate. He said America first means not America alone. The Biden team is forming and saying goodbye to America first. Hello to third Obama term in my mind. Plus, John Kerry in this wild climate czar position he has. I think it spells disaster. I think it's going to be like COVID-19. They're going to give Kerry that type of ridiculous power.
Number two.
And there are other studies from health economics done in France. They looked at 188 countries. Mm-hmm. It's clear lockdowns simply don't work, and all they do is damage the economy, but they don't prevent the spread of the virus.
Esteemed doctor last night talking about lockdowns without logic spawned outrage from coast to coast as virus numbers rise and vaccine date is set. Why is it necessary to kill businesses and livelihoods while we wait?
Number one.
The way they question President Trump at some of these press conferences is just, I've never heard that tone with the president. There are reporters who just are unprofessional, don't know the facts, and ask really biased questions.
He's still promoting his book. But that was Governor Andrew Cuomo pointing out what we all know, this bias in the media. But for a liberal Democrat governor who's critical of the president and vice versa, to note what we note is unbelievable. Now, just a small clip. I'm sure the rest of the interview was all what a bad president he is and how he's the cause of this virus and how he didn't respond. But that's not the case. So where are we at with the vaccine? I was kind of stunned to see New Yorkers were asked, would you take the vaccine? Do you know that 24% said no? If you don't like the AstraZeneca vaccine, maybe over in Oxford, okay. You don't like the Pfizer, but to use other Pfizer products. You don't like Moderna? I'm sure you use Moderna products. Pfizer the biggest. Why don't you trust it here? It's gone through the whole process. We rushed to just get the bureaucracy out of the way. But the FDA and everybody else is signing off on it. So here's what the CDC director, Robert Redford was great in The Natural, but has no business in our show today. Cut 10.
You don't want to be the last group to end up getting COVID because the vaccine is going to begin to be rolled out probably by the end of the second week of December. Initially in a hierarchical way, nursing home residents, and then some combination of healthcare providers and individuals at high risk for a poor outcome.
Right. So he's saying be calm, be smart. But I don't think you should be giving up all plans. Be smart about it. You're 89 years old. You're not feeling well. Maybe not the time to travel 150 miles to see your governor's son. Cut 11.
I do think we'll have about 40 million doses of vaccine before the end of the first year of the year. That's enough to vaccinate 20 million people. But then it will continue through January and February. And hopefully by March, we'll start to see vaccine available for the general public.
That would be great. First responders, go get them. Seniors, especially with underlying conditions, absolutely. Teachers should be next. That would be great because it helps school and kids. I'm not worried about kids, nor should you be. So, with the virus here, if I'm governor of a state, mayor of a city, I say, okay, restaurant association, I need to meet with you. Got to set up monitors within the restaurant association. These are the criteria. Take some pictures of what you've done and how effective it's been. Let's trace back to the Applebee's down the block or the Charlie's Burgers 6 miles away. How have you done? Have people complained? Have your workers got, okay, you trace, it doesn't happen, okay, great. When it did happen, what took place, fantastic. Then you set up protocols, and you say this, don't wait at home and watch your business go and the lease payments come unpaid or get kicked out. I want to keep you open. How do we do it? How do we set up a patio? How much is your tent? Can you make a profit? And I'm working with you. Can we do more takeout? And then can you monitor each other? So when you're done, say, hey, guys, that sports bar down the block, you're blowing it. It's too crowded. You had the bar mitzvah on top of the wedding, on top of the confirmation and graduation. You ruined it for everybody. And the governor comes in, and if the cops have to make a warrant, they hand out a summons that says it's not going to be fulfilled as long as you correct things. That's how I work it, especially 8 months later. You don't need to act like the king, like Andrew Cuomo. You're arresting people. I'm seeing video now online of this guy getting arrested at a Costco for not having his mask up. Getting arrested. So he said, I'm just taking a breath. And they said, okay, turn around. And they locked him up with a kid. See, this guy, Robbie De Niro. He's had it. He's upstate New York. He's in Buffalo. Listen to what he did and listen to what happened. And I feel bad for the police officers. They're in an impossible situation again. Cut 12.
I posted on Facebook Friday night that I wanted to get together business owners and protest and fight the lockdown that I feel is infringing upon our freedom. They showed up Friday night. We were about 20 minutes into that meeting when some sheriffs and a Department of Health official showed up uninvited. My business was closed. We were not conducting business. This was a protest. They walked in uninvited. A couple of the patriots that were here with me said, hey, Robbie, there's some sheriffs here and Department of Health officials. What do you want us to do? And I said, get them to leave. And, well, the video speaks for themselves. Those patriots took it upon themselves to stand shoulder to shoulder and tell them to get out. And we were right, because if we were wrong, they would have called for backup and come back. But they didn't. They left.
But the cops' hearts are not in it. They don't want to crack down on people trying to earn a living like they do. A lot of them have part-time jobs or businesses or investing in that anyway. You know, you got 20 years in that, or you have another job because you might have a little bit of freedom and a little bit more flexibility. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, he knows El Paso's being overrun. He gets it. Crack down there. He knows Dallas has long food lines. Why are the long food lines there? Because people can't earn a living. They're not lazy. So how do you balance both? Cut 14.
Well, Robbie is a patriot. Our founding fathers, they were upset over the Stamp Act and other actions by the king. I would say a lot less egregious than what Democrats are doing to citizens everywhere in this country. And this is a peak into the future under the Biden administration, Sandra, if they lock down this country. They are pushing Americans beyond where they want to be pushed. And Americans put up with a lot from their government. But they will not have their freedom and their rights taken away. And that's what we try to protect in Texas, and we are here.
And look, and people are upset in Texas. They might be upset in Florida. But we've got the same numbers, better numbers, not much better, but better numbers off the top of my head than they have in New York and New Jersey, and they've ruined lives in New Jersey. You know what they're doing now? They're monitoring bridges and tunnels to make sure you quarantine for 14 days. I don't want hospitals overrun, but they're not overrun. In Staten Island, they're a bit taxed. Crack down a little bit in Staten Island. People will pitch in. They get it. But when you make it my turn or your turn, when you make it my life or my livelihood, it's ridiculous. So yesterday, and I don't want to take too much time away from Dana. Hey, Eric, is she going to stay for one segment or two? One? Okay. Two? All right, Pete says two, Eric says one, so it's two? All right, real quick. We saw the rollout of Joe Biden's team, and Democrats must be real happy with it. I couldn't be less pleased, and here's why. They're not firebrand. They're not a bunch of fire-breathing Trump haters. That's the last thing I wanted. I didn't want to see Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. It would have destroyed America. However, these are the same men and women, for the most part, that got us that ambivalence towards in Europe, had Russia running all over us, and China having a field day. And now we're going to go back to the pro-Iranian, anti-Israeli Middle East. Fantastic. Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Sounds in the house. pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dickie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DinoVite.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DinoVite.com.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. If you're a man over 40, listen up, because this could impact how much you're getting done during the day and at night. Here's the harsh reality. Once you hit 40, your body has less testosterone. You probably already know this and may have even tried a testosterone supplement that did nothing for you. Here's the good news. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, has changed the game again with Nugenix Total T, their most powerful man-boosting formula ever, because it boosts your free testosterone and your total testosterone. Nugenix Total T helps provide even more energy, performance, testosterone, and muscle-boosting ingredients for even better results. And right now, you can get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Just text POWER to 321-321. Offer is not available in stores. So text POWER to 321-321 right now. Get better results in the boardroom and the bedroom with Nugenix Total T. To get your complimentary bottle, text POWER to 321-321. That's P-O-W-E-R to 321-321.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
The family that prays together stays together.
The voice of Father Patrick Peyton, speaking to hundreds of thousands who came to his rallies more than 7 decades ago, coining the phrase that would be his calling card. His mission and his passion was to strengthen the family with prayer. A new documentary tells the story. Father David Guffey is the producer.
So his message of trying to unite a family in something bigger than themselves, to draw them together by drawing them closer to the Lord, seemed more relevant than ever.
Patrick Peyton was a poor young Irish immigrant who came to America with dreams of becoming a millionaire, but instead was drawn to serving God as a Catholic priest. A miraculous healing from tuberculosis ignited in him a devotion to the power of prayer, priceless advice to families of all faiths.
I think the pandemic has given people time with their family. I think there's a hunger for this.
For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
House Call for Health, a new way to detect a stress hormone, swabbing earwax. It could transform care for people dealing with depression and other stress-related conditions. A team from University College London, along with institutions in Germany and Chile, used the technique in nearly 40 participants. The lead researcher says cortisol sampling is very hard because levels of hormone can fluctuate, leading to a sample that might not be an accurate representation of chronic cortisol levels. But the levels in earwax appear to be more stable, and taking earwax measurements could be better than traditional sampling methods, which could induce stress and influence the results. One of the most common techniques is hair samples, but they can be time-consuming and pricey and don't capture longer-term cortisol levels. They're now planning to test their device in larger trials. The study's published in the Helion Journal. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1969.
We find ourselves rich in goods, but ragged in spirit. Reaching with magnificent precision for the moon, but falling into raucous discord on Earth.
I have decided to order the immediate redeployment from Vietnam of the division equivalent of approximately 25,000 men.
At the inquest, I responded as completely and as truthfully as I could to the questions that were put to me by the judge as well as the district attorney.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. I'm going to step off the land now. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
This is the largest group of people ever assembled in one place.
Good morning. What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for 400,000.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
radio show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
We're already working out meeting with the COVID team in the White House and how to not only distribute but get from a vaccine being distributed to a person able to get vaccinated. So I think we're going to not be so far behind the curve as we thought we might be in the past. And there's a lot of immediate discussion. And I must say the outreach has been sincere. It's not been begrudging so far. And I don't expect it to be.
About 20 meetings with the heads of federal agencies and departments have scheduled for today. That was Joe Biden yesterday with NBC talking about some of the cooperation. And amazing, Dana Perino's kind enough to come in, getting set to do her daily briefing at 2 Eastern and the 5 at 5, obviously. Dana, it's amazing because during the campaign, and I know it's just a campaign, but he says there's no plan to distribute. He's acknowledging there's a plan to distribute. And he says we're not going to have a vaccine. We have vaccine.
Oh, not only that, remember Kamala Harris said, if a vaccine is developed while President Trump is president, I would not take it.
Yes.
Remember she said that.
Absolutely.
And now they're going to be in a position of having to, one, take or modify the plan to distribute, but also the public communications that goes around getting people to trust the vaccine and getting enough people to take it. That's on them starting January 20th.
And they want to be ready now, and I think that Mark Meadows said he reportedly convinced the president to do it, but the president doesn't want to give up this, and I heard you mention this before, is that one thing the president's doing by pushing on Pennsylvania, by pushing on Michigan, by pushing in different cities like Philadelphia, he's making them own up to their procedure. Tell me why, my people weren't able to see. Tell me why you accepted with no signature verification. Tell me how you decided what's going to be tossed and what it wasn't going to be. Show me that this is a split ticket. So that's going to help in 2022 and maybe help in a couple of months in Georgia.
Yeah, in Georgia. I mean, and really I think that Georgia did improve things. If you remember in June, they had the primary. It was a disaster. People standing in line for 12 hours, lots of concern about ballots not being counted, all of that. And in 4 months, they were able to try to at least make it better. That Secretary of State says that they did match the signatures, but because of secret ballot, after you match them and it's approved, then because secret ballot, you put those away. So you can't, recreate that. I don't know if that's the right way to do it. You know, my solution is very unpopular. I am for mobile voting. I am for going to doing it from your phone.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you convinced that there's technology out there
to
make sure it's Dana Perino?
Not yet, but I think that we could get there. And I don't necessarily think that's 2022, but could I see it within this decade? Yes, I could.
Yeah, I mean, I want to see an examination while we wait for the Dana Perino app. I want to see an examination now because it doesn't help anyone to have doubt.
It's true.
And to have a country this big and still have 10,000 people decide a state and maybe an election is pretty...
Well, look, it worked for President Trump, right? I mean, he won by...
Small margins in many states.
In those states, right. But Biden wins by smaller margins in many states. It's almost the exact flip of 2016.
So I like to talk about the transition a little bit, too, in that do you remember the transition between your administration and Clinton?
No.
Because you weren't there that
I didn't get there till right after 9/11.
But
I know a lot about it. I mean, it was not good. If you think about
short.
It, remember, there was the recount. And also, they were jerks. Remember when
the W's
43 team gets there and they find out all the W's because of George W. Bush had been removed. Not all, but in the old executive office building. That they kind of basically just had a party and trashed the joint before they walked out. But even worse was just a terrible handoff. I'll tell you one other thing that they did. They planted a couple of little time bombs for Bush. So in December of 2000, they filed these lawsuits against coal-fired power plants. And starting in January of 2001, George W. Bush was asked every single day, are you going to drop the lawsuits against the coal-fired power plants? And it was a front page of the New York Times almost every single day. Ultimately, he did on the merits, but it was 2 years of just complete and total drama.
Your take on your second opponent you were there for, John Kerry. John Kerry has been named climate czar.
I hate the czar title, but yes, he has been named that.
He's been named climate czar. And I believe the way Joe Biden talked about his good friend who got that important job makes me extremely worried And Mark Morano, who wrote, is executive editor of ClimateDepot.com, producer of the film Club The Climate Hustle, you know where he stands by that title, said that don't be surprised that the COVID-19 restrictions now are going to be the restrictions and emergency action of people thinking climate change, where they tell you not to drive. You've
or
already
not
taken
to use
enough
those heaters
Ubers
at the restaurants.
Oh, that absolutely. Yeah. Now you got to take a bike everywhere, perhaps. Here is John Kerry, Cut 19.
Mr. President-elect, you've put forward a bold, transformative climate plan. You're right to rejoin Paris on day one. And you're right to recognize that Paris alone is not enough. All nations must raise ambition together, or we will all fail together. And failure is not an option.
Are we going to vacate our crown as leader of the energy-producing nations? Are we going to vacate that crown?
I don't believe so. I think that the free market is actually more powerful than this. And if you look at the different approaches, during the Trump administration, innovation and a good economy was fueled us to a point where, one, we became the energy decision makers, which is a good place to be, but we also decreased emissions. Okay, now part of the decrease of emissions is the last 9 months because of COVID, there's been reduced economic activity. But because of fracking, there are fewer greenhouse gas emissions that are emitted in our country. So we have already met our obligations. So I feel like John Kerry will go and say, like, we'll rejoin Paris, and now don't you all like us again? And everyone will say, oh, thank you very much. I don't think we're going to give them any more money. I don't know if they're going to require those other countries, especially China, to that if you're a signatory to Paris, you have to meet those obligations. Is it all just kind of continued lip service?
Well, you're so much more optimistic than me, and usually I'm the most optimistic person around. Michael Schellenberger was
on with
Tucker last night. I hope so, because I'm going to play a soundbite, and I'd hate for you not to like him. Here he is talking about the reality. Cut 29.
Yeah, I mean, what the study finds is that even if we stopped all emissions today, we would still see climate change. We still see global warming over the next 400 years through a combination of factors, the release of methane from permafrost, other factors. And, you know, it's stuff that we've sort of known. But I think you're right to point out that there is a very simplistic idea that if the United States takes action, that somehow we're going to stop climate change. And that's just not the case.
So here's the other reason I'm optimistic. We have people like Michael Schellenberger. What's the guy's name? In Europe, I can't think of his name, but he's like a free marketer who is also concerned about climate change, but says the way to do it is through innovation and research. You look at what the American companies are doing to get to electric vehicles. Okay, that's exciting, except for how do you get the electricity? Well, either you get it from coal or you get it from natural gas. How are you going to make those things more efficient? The battery power, because of our innovations, our engineers are so smart. They're figuring out a way that you could drive 200 miles without having to get a charge. So I think that there is the promise of innovation to help us improve upon our climate situation.
But before the innovation's there, I worry about these executive orders that are going to oppress these car companies who are afraid of standing up to the president because of the ramifications of the corporation.
Or I think that they're making business decisions because they think that they can meet the targets and get the business.
Why does she always have to get the last word? What is that? Dana Perino continues in just a few minutes. Don't move.
The voices America trusts, Tucker Carlson.
We must demand clean and honest voting, regardless of the outcome. Can we speak freely again?
Speaking up for you and standing up for what's right, Sean Hannity.
The media mob and the Democrats, they lied. We, the people, deserve better.
Laura Ingraham.
If Joe Biden actually becomes president, it's going to be on the shakiest foundation ever.
Fox News, the voices America trusts. Did you hear the news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it. On demand from Fox News and Amazon Alexa. from the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, download Perino and Steyerwald. I'll tell you what.
All of this overdeterminism is hogwash served up for Twitter addicts who want to believe that every American, every decent American is trapped in the vacuum deathlock of this kind of overanalyzed partisanship.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com. America's listening to Fox News. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, download and listen to The Untold Story with Martha McCallum.
My guest is a 95-year-old World War II veteran who has taken the time to write his war stories in the new book, I Marched with Patton. Frank Sisson, you were there when the liberation of Dachau concentration camp began. Tell me about that.
I remember they would fall down and try to kiss your feet. You couldn't help but just cry.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Did you hear the news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it. On demand from Fox News and Amazon Alexa.
Now, from historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
When Richard Nixon resigned the presidency on August 9, 1974, Vice President Gerald Ford took the oath of office administered by Chief Justice Warren Burger in the East Room of the White House.
Our great republic is a government of laws and not of men. Here, the people rule, but there is a higher power. By whatever name, we honor him, who ordains not only righteousness, but love, not only justice, but mercy. As we bind up the internal wounds of Watergate, more painful and more poisonous than those of foreign wars, let us restore the golden rule to our political process, and let brotherly love purge our hearts of suspicion and of hate.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A much-deserved privilege for Gold Star families and veterans makes today's Dean's List. On Veterans Day, November 11th, Gold Star families and anyone who has worked for the U.S. Armed Forces, including the National Guard and Reserves, can now go to the Grand Canyon, Yellowstone, or Yosemite for no cost. That also includes things like Abraham Lincoln's birthplace in Kentucky, the Frederick Douglass home in D.C., as well as forts and battlefields in dozens of states. There are 2,000 public locations spread out across more than 400 million acres of public lands that will be available for free for those who have served our country. Senator Chuck Grassley said in a statement, "Our veterans and Gold Star families have made incredible sacrifices to defend our freedoms and our homeland. Ensuring that they are able to enjoy all of the wonders of our country that they've served is one small way of saying thank you. To all those who have served our country, we are grateful." Janice Dean, Fox News.
The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
There's a lot of evangelical Hispanics who, you know, the fact that Trump says racist things about Mexicans or puts detainees, undocumented workers in cages, they think that's less important than the fact that, you know, he supports their views on, you know, gay marriage or abortion.
Okay. I have so much, there's such a problem with that statement, but he says it so much like a professor, and I believe it. I was saying that before Tucker was saying that, but he has such a great delivery. He's so likable. He is. Charismatic, great, probably top five speaker in the country. Dana Perino's here. She's going to host her show at 2. Then she's got, of course, up to 5. Dana, listen to – can you break – first off, break down that statement. Really? Some Hispanics are willing to give up all their beliefs because of same-sex marriage like Donald Trump.
Well, yeah, he might sound professorial, but a professor, as I recall, does a little research before talking about it. That might be what Barack Obama's instincts would be, but that's not what the data shows, and it's not what Hispanic voters told us in the election. Let me give you another example. A lot of Hispanic voters, especially along the border and in Texas, voted on national security and economic issues. So law and order, very important. And a lot of those people that live along there, they have Hispanic surnames, sure. And I don't, they identify maybe in lots of different ways, but their loved ones and their family members work for the Border Patrol. And they don't want to be sitting ducks for illegal immigrants that are coming across and the coyotes and all of those problems. The second thing is, you remember the major faux pas that Joe Biden made in that last debate in which he's talked about a transition from oil. The biggest, highest paying jobs in Texas, the most lucrative jobs, the ones that you want to get, are in the oil fields.
So, Dana, you're so that is such a wise,
professorial
in-depth answer to Barack Obama. And what he just said, too, put undocumented Hispanics in cages. We all know those pictures were from his era.
Yeah.
We've been to the border. It got overwhelmed because the policies didn't work. Anybody who's – if you ask the president that question, but right now, you know, border crossings are down 80%. You know, that wall that's being built is actually showing to be effective. And if you ask the people at the border what was happening, they had no choice. They were trying to fix a system. They had to convert parking lots into tents, and they had to separate kids from adults. And those pictures, Mr. Former President – are from your administration. Mm-hmm. And I just think that for him to say that is almost as ham-handed as Joe Biden saying about African-Americans. They think one way, but Hispanics, they're very diverse. You have Venezuelans, you have Puerto Ricans, and you got the Cubans. And then you got the Texans.
How about this? They're Americans.
I wish we get to that point.
And I think we're I think we're getting there. And I think the fact that the votes went this way this time around proves that. I really do. And there's a little bit of an age gap in Hispanic voting, right, where younger Hispanics tended to be more in the Bernie Sanders camp. I don't even think they were necessarily Biden voters. But as they start to mature and start their families, their positions could change. And I think that what it tells future Republican candidates is that if you go and talk to the voters and meet them where they are, and talk about the issues that actually care about them and be very clear about that and follow through on your promises, you can win their vote.
Can we pivot?
Sure.
Probably the most interesting conversation to have and the most impactful conversation we could have is about the lockdown, the coronavirus, and the vaccine. A few weeks away, we begin to get the story of the vaccine. First responders, hospital workers are going to get it first. Then those over 65, we believe, the underlying conditions will get it second. Hopefully teachers will be in the top five, get the kids back to school. Now, these small business owners, from gym owners to restaurant owners to the deli and the dry cleaner, are all out of business. And they're being shut down because the virus is rising. When I see, I also want you to address the food lines. Because the food lines in Dallas, in Rhode Island, in El Paso.
Palm Beach yesterday in Florida.
Palm Beach in Florida. Yes. A lot of these people, one of every five, first time they've ever been on a line waiting for food. You don't shut down their businesses. One out of four are not in that line.
Right.
Why can't politicians see the other side of that?
Not only that, Brian, it's a really good point. And I do think I'm glad that the food pantries are starting to get a little bit more attention. It is easy to, if you go to feedingamerica.org, and then you can put in your zip code and you can find out how you can help in your local area. It's an American call to action. Brian, there is no proof. And the L.A. County Health Department said this today. They do not have any data that says that outdoor dining spreads coronavirus. And yet, all the restaurants in California are now closed for 3 weeks. Why? California has beautiful weather. You can sit outside year-round. And a lot of these businesses have spent tons of money to try to make things safer, right? They made their outdoor seating nice. They got the plexiglass, the like fake turf, maybe got some plants. And that's all sunk costs now.
Yeah. And no one asked them. No. I mean, Dana, the way you do it, you sit down, you these people, these mayors, these councilmen go, I need a restaurant association. We're going to have a meeting at 5 o'clock today. What is it going to take to open? Let them police themselves. And if things go up and they go high, just go, listen, I can't abandon my business owners. Then say we have no tax revenue for the buses to run, for the subways to work. Really? So you need a handout from a government that's already running a deficit, and they can't even get together on money. So to me, that the same game plan from March they're putting into play in November, and it's destroying the same people again who are already buried in debt. And it's outrageous. It's lazy.
And it's not backed by the science, especially on the school point. Dr. Redfield, the head of the CDC, says get the kids back in school. There is not proof that them being in school is causing the spread.
In fact, it's safer. Yeah. Safer than doing that.
And also, all those, you saw the story today, all those kids are failing their online classes.
Right. Especially boys are having a harder time. Can you imagine a third grader, though, just sitting there?
No.
Okay, keep staring. So Chef Andrew Gruhl, he's the owner of Slapfish over in Los Angeles, was saying this, and he's so frustrated. Cut 15.
This is, as I said, crippling. I mean, and that's a light word for this. So the amount of people that are going to be laid off as a result of this, across all of our restaurants, we've seen sales immediately halt. I mean, it really was a screeching halt, even at the announcement about these new regulations. And now it's about, okay, well, sales are that slow. We've got to lay people off. I've seen, even in my general orbit, locally, at least 100 people I've heard of who have been laid off. And the question becomes, where's the support system, right? Where's the framework through which all of these people can then kind of bridge into the next step, which we don't even know what that is yet. And it's the holiday.
So these are the LA's numbers. Only 3% of all the cases in the entire state are from bars and restaurants. Yet indoor dining, outdoor dining has been stopped in its tracks.
Right. So there's, and that, without the data, you know, I wish that the Congress and the president and the incoming president could all work together and get another round of that PPP money.
Yeah.
Because that can help the restaurants keep those people employed. Because as you said, Brian, we have light at the end of the tunnel. We can see that with these vaccinations, we're going to be able to get back to work. But these people need a bridge. I would just say like a bridge from here to there.
And it's through no fault of their own.
No.
You can't even say, well, how do we save the banks and the people? The mortgage crisis is much harder because the people with the money lent the money deserve it the least, but they're the ones who are going to hand it out and going to be hurt. If they collapse, they're going to hurt these people even worse. This is a lot easier. And, you know, you got to write the check, a loan.
It's a lot easier, and it's a much higher priority than canceling student loan debt, frankly, which is one of the things that the progressives really want to try to do next year.
And I hear that that's much more complicated than you would think.
Oh, my gosh. Talk about a fight. I can't wait to have that fight.
It's going to be a federal government fight. We're not telling a bunch of banks to do it because the federal government actually took that over. Is the bank. And if I'm 35 years old and I just made my last school loan payment, are you a sucker?
I think about my niece who didn't have any spending money for 6 years. Right. And she worked so hard to pay that off, and now she's going to finish. She went to law school on a full-ride scholarship, so she will finish that next May and have no debt. But she worked so hard. She didn't get a degree in gender studies. She got a degree in cybersecurity.
Right, which actually you can get a job in. And whatever it is, if you go to bursar, I don't know if that's still the term, but it was in my school. I would go to bursar, I'd find out my debt even when I was in school, and we knew it. And I feel bad sometimes because I had a 529 from the first I got married. I said, even if I could only put $50 into it, I did. So I feel like the college is just about paid for because I got a huge head start on it. And I almost feel as though I'm robbing the kids of sensing how much this actually is because it is so out of control. Because, you know, we don't have to have a student loan, but everybody else I talk to, not only a student loan, but a parent student loan.
That whole industry needs to be rethought, and the universities need to be taken to task for the rise in tuitions. Look for schools that have lower tuitions. You'll get good jobs. I went to a state school, no problem. You don't have to go to Harvard.
And what happens is, too, is you go to state schools when you can't afford a private school, that's the way it goes. And now state schools are much more prestigious than they were when I was in school because it's so affordable, the professors kept coming.
And they're tough to get into.
All right, so I want you to hear, I want to touch on what this Obama administration, what the Biden administration is going to look like. Mark Thiessen had this assessment, cut 28.
One of the things that's interesting is this new Biden team is really the old Obama team. And that's the Obama team that failed to deliver Arab-Israeli peace deals that the Trump administration did. If they revert back to the 2016 way of thinking on the Middle East, that peace goes through Ramallah, that you can't, that detente with Iran is the key to peace rather than an obstacle to peace with Arab-Israeli peace, then they're going to fail. And they're going to all this progress we're having will stop.
Do you get that sense from seeing Anthony Blinken and those others out there, very familiar faces, that this is going to be very similar?
To Biden. I mean, sorry, to Obama. I feel like President Trump was so effective and changed things enough in enough places that I can't imagine that the United States government, under any administration going forward, is going to tell NATO they don't need to pay their fair share. I find that really hard to imagine. If they were to do that, that would take some... That would take a lot of explaining to the American taxpayer. I think that Mark makes a great point about the Middle East. I do anticipate that they'll try to do something with Iran. But again, I think that they're going to have to really try to explain that. Like, what are you changing and why? I think that it won't be as quick to change as before. And remember, also, there's something that's actually kind of interesting. Tony Blinken was against the Obama administration decision not to deal with ISIS at the time. And he actually praised President Trump for following through on going after Assad when he used chemical weapons. So he's not John Kerry. He's not Hillary Clinton. He actually has a little bit more of a hawkish view because he also believes in a lot more of a humanitarian thing. And he thought of that in that way. So it's a little bit different than Obama.
Dana Perino coming up at 2 o'clock. And if you don't get enough of her there and you won't be able to, you have to stick around for the 5.
And I'm filling in for Martha, too.
Get out of here. Tonight at 7? Yeah. Fantastic.
I have one of your schedules today.
All right. Dana Perino, thanks so much. Back in a moment.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. If you're a man over 40, listen up, because this could impact how much you're getting done during the day and at night. Here's the harsh reality. Once you hit 40, your body has less testosterone. You probably already know this and may have even tried a testosterone supplement that did nothing for you. Here's the good news. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, has changed the game again with Nugenix Total T, their most powerful man-boosting formula ever, because it boosts your free testosterone and your total testosterone. Nugenix Total T helps provide even more energy, performance, testosterone, and muscle-boosting ingredients for even better results. And right now, you can get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Just text POWER to 321-321. Offer is not available in stores. So text POWER to 321-321 right now. Get better results in the boardroom and the bedroom with Nugenix Total T. To get your complimentary bottle, text POWER to 321-321. That's POWER to 321-321.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Fox News, the voices America trusts. Tucker Carlson.
We must demand clean and honest voting, regardless of the outcome. Can we speak freely again?
Speaking up for you and standing up for what's right. Sean Hannity.
The media mob and the Democrats, they lied. We, the people, deserve better.
Laura Ingraham.
If Joe Biden actually becomes president, it's going to be on the shakiest foundation ever.
Fox News, the voices America trusts. Did you hear the news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
in Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it on demand from Fox News and Amazon Alexa. Fox News, the voices America trusts. Tucker Carlson.
We must demand clean and honest voting, regardless of the outcome. Can we speak freely again?
Speaking up for you and standing up for what's right. Sean Hannity.
The media mob and the Democrats, they lied. We, the people, deserve better.
Laura Ingraham.
If Joe Biden actually becomes president, it's going to be on the shakiest foundation ever.
Fox News, the voices America trusts. Did you hear the news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it on demand from Fox News and Amazon Alexa.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
The Thanksgiving that we celebrate every single year is based on the story between the Mayflower Pilgrims and the Wampanoags. It was the first harvest festival that the Pilgrims had after they landed.
It does an injustice to what really happened and to the relationship that truly existed between the Wampanoag and the English settlers.
Wampanoag is the American Indian tribe that was there. They encountered the Mayflower, 101 on the Mayflower, comes across. They thought they were going to be in Northern Virginia, end up in Cape Cod, right around the Massachusetts area, obviously. And what they did to stay alive, even though 50 died that first year, and what the Wampanoag was able to do, it was one of the worst winters ever. It's going to be a Fox Nation special. If you want to know, 40 minutes, especially if you have to be alone, sadly, because of your ridiculous governors, if you have to be alone or you want to be just careful because you're somebody with pre-existing conditions or older, if you want to see 40 minutes to understand what happened, this is a great special. It's called a very Nation Thanksgiving.
So, Brian, you sort of nailed the Wampanoag when you were just speaking now, but I feel like we should give our listeners a little behind the scenes of what it was like when you were tracking it in the first few takes.
The ones thriving Wampanoag. Once known to the Wampung, once known to the Wampanoag as Poxnet Village. Once known to the Wampanoag as the Poxtucket. Once known to the Wampanoag as the Poxuck Village. Once known to the
Wampanoag.
All right,
we get the idea. That was terrible.
Oh, it's awful.
Brian, but did you finally nail it, though? Because then we also heard this morning of Fox and Friends.
By the Native Americans at the time, the Wampanoag Indians.
Wampanoag did
indeed help. It's tough, man. It's not my favorite tribe. I'm more of an Iroquois Apache guy. Let's find out if there's even more to know.
More to know.
Peloton customers are canceling. You know why? Not because we have a vaccine, but they're tired of waiting. Fans of the 2,000 exercise bicycles have been publicly griping on Twitter and even defecting to rival equipment makers thanks to Peloton's ability to get a handle on its delays. The stock is going through the roof, though its ridership has doubled since the pandemic began to lock down in March. The demand has also created a logjam of sorts. One customer in New Hampshire ordered 4,565 Peloton treadmill at the beginning of August and demanded a refund after waiting 7 weeks for the equipment to arrive.
But, Brian, do you think that's partially because, too, they're now coming out with new equipment? Like, I know they have a new treadmill coming out that, you know, aimed at more apartments. So maybe people get the upgrade.
They also have an app. And the floor exercises are great, so it's worth, you know, you're paying every month. But I feel bad for the people that can't afford a Peloton, and then they have their gyms closed. Believe me, the frustration is through the roof.
I agree. I will
come on, Peloton, get it together.
Agreed. I will say this, though, Brian. There are some really awesome workout apps out there besides Peloton that are cheaper So it's sort of a good time to be imaginative with your workouts.
All right, next. The Friends reunion, which I don't want to see, but everybody else does. HBO's Max is doing it. It's postponed due, guess it, coronavirus is now scheduled to film at the beginning of March, according to a cast member named Matthew Perry, whose weight fluctuates like nobody else. It helps like, it looks like we'd have a busy year coming up, he tweeted. Are you amazed? Did anyone do anything after Friends of note?
Oh, Jennifer Aniston's been in a ton of great movies, Brian.
Ton of movies, not been great movies. She's still famous.
No, Horrible Bosses was great. Pete can chime in here, too, but she's been in some pretty funny
ones.
Oh,
what's the one with Vince Vaughn, Pete? Where they break up and
is that what she pretends to be? She pretends, or she's a stripper, and he uses her as a pretend girlfriend or wife. Is that the one you're thinking of?
Nope.
Okay.
That's a different one.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about. What are you talking about?
No, there's
you're talking
stripper.
About the Meet the Someones. It's also with Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah, is it Millers? Meet the Millers?
Meet the Millers, yes. It's very funny.
Yeah, that looks kind of weird. I like the one with Vince Vaughn better. So, Pete, you are no help at all. Unbelievable.
Yeah, she's not on my list of actresses that I follow.
Right. Everyone likes her, but no one marries her. Next, Dave Chappelle just flexed his industry muscle. He did something very few people do. He told Netflix to pull down his Comedy Central sketch show. Apparently, Dave posed the question on Netflix, and the honchos either agreed with him or just wanted to keep him happy. Either way, Chappelle is off the platform. That goes to show you, he's an artist. He wants to be paid.
He does, even though his contract with CBS said they could stream it wherever they want without paying him additional money. But when he called up Netflix, they didn't want to tick him off, so they obliged.
Next, let's talk Jeopardy. Ken Jennings wants his Grammy nomination to go to Alex Trebek. I guess he voiced over Alex Trebek's memoir, The Answer Is, Reflection on My Life, and was released in July. So he gets an Emmy nomination. He says give it to Alex. Also nominated, Rachel Maddow for her book. Also nominated, Meryl Streep and Ronan Farrow for Catch and Kill. Not nominated, me, even though my book company put me up for that for Sam Utes and the Alamo Avengers. Shocker.
Hey, listen to this. Last Tuesday, I was robbed blind. A thief broke my car window, took my laptop, and ran off. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, here's what really happened. Thief walked up, my Vivint camera detected him, scared him, and he ran away. My Vivint security system doesn't just record crime, it actually prevents it with a flashing red light and a whistle. And the best part is, I can check in on my home from anywhere right from my phone, whether I'm at the gym or the office, thanks to Vivint, all is well. If you want a system professionally installed, fit with the best cameras and 24/7 monitoring, call Vivint today. 833-420-4070 for a free quote and lock in free installation and a free month of monitoring service. Vivint, smart security professionally installed. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. Offer valid for new customers only. System purchase requires monthly service agreement and equipment package. Speak to a Vivint representative today for complete equipment, services, and financing details. Visit Vivint.com for licensing information. Other terms and conditions may apply.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1988. Jimmy Swaggart.
To my Lord and my Savior, I have sinned against you, my Lord.
I did not commit any crime.
Read my lips.
No new answers. Poor George. He can't help it. He was born with a silver foot in his mouth.
I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
There was a terrible explosion, and the whole sky lit up, and it was virtually raining fire.
We must never surrender! America will get better!
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.